KHAS.
Hey, we're back at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the men's game here tonight, the opening round of the GPAC basketball tournament as Hastings College gets set to take on Nebraska Wesley. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gavers, and coach, a 20-win season. You picked up number 20 against Northwestern on Saturday. Obviously, that's a big thing for your first season here as head coach.
Oh, I think no question. You know, we talked about, Coach Ball brought that up during the week, that, hey, we got to stress that, you know, 20-win season's a good landmark, and that we got to come in here and get it done. You know, we're on a 3-game losing streak going in, and we talked to our guys about being tough and going on the road and winning that 20th game. So that's a big thing, and now we got to get ready to go tonight against Nebraska Wesleyan.
Really, 3-3 in our last 6 ball games. Just talk about the stretch down here.
Yeah, you know, the big thing is we got to focus on execution. We've got to do, we've said it all year long, do the common things uncommonly well, whether it's a defensive stance, rebounding, cutting and moving without the basketball. And our guys are in a good frame of mind. Our guys have always competed. They've stepped on the floor. They've always done everything in their power to get the job done. Some nights we've fallen short, and some nights we've gotten it done, and we'll put our best foot forward tonight.
Number 4 seed here for the conference tournament. I think everybody knows we got a lot of work to do here in this conference tournament.
Oh, there's no question about it, but you know, nothing changes for us. We've always said the most important game is the next game. The next game is tonight against Nebraska Wesleyan. Our players have bought into that. They've stayed focused on the here and now, which is, you know, tonight's ball game. You can't start thinking about this, that, or the other. You've got to give your full attention to what needs to be done in today's ball game.
Really can't worry about the other games going on or where your next game might be, or if you're going to have a next game, you just got to worry about Nebraska Wesleyan, don't you?
Oh, no question about it. I mean, you focus on the first possession, and when the first possession's over, you focus on the next possession, and you have to focus on the details of each particular possession and not get ahead of yourself. And our guys have done a great job of that. I thought we did a great job of that at Northwestern. The things that we had at Northwestern we'll need tonight: composure, confidence, okay, and the ability to have courage if things get hard. Those three C's, composure, confidence, and courage, are really, really important components. We had them Saturday, and we'll have them tonight as well.
Well, you got some seniors on the basketball team that could be facing their final game. Is that kind of set in for them here tonight?
You know, I think they really are focused, again, just on the ball game. I'm sure, you know, when you get to be a senior, a lot of thoughts run through your mind. You've had, you know, a 4-year career. And, again, our job is to make sure that we're focused on exactly what needs to be done for this particular opponent. I think our guys in our days of preparation and today's shoot around had good focus on what needs to be done.
85-75, the win on Saturday at Northwestern. Like you said, a big road win for you, break a 3-game losing streak up there.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, we got a lot of contributions that we're going to need tonight. Carson Bloom started, I thought, had a great game. You know, he scored 9 points, took a big charge late in the game, knocked down a big 3 in the second half, drove to the basket. And Carson just has an incredible understanding of the game. He moves well without the ball. He moves the ball when it needs to move. Defensively, he's totally zoomed in on what his guy can do, what his guy can't do, and being a great team defender. We got a lot out of Zach Lena. Zach had a double-double, played very well off the bench, and we're going to need that. Again, Akeem Morrison came in and gave us a lift. So we're going to need contributions from a lot of different guys. We got that Saturday. We have to continue to do that tonight.
With a game on the line, I don't know if there's a better guy in the conference than Brady Lohman as he comes up with 30.
Yeah, Brady was you know, I think he understands, you know, what's going on and what needs to be done. And I thought he did a great job of being efficient. I thought when he had opportunities to attack, he did. When he didn't, he moved the ball, he screened, he cut. And so that makes him a lot harder to guard as well. So we've talked a lot about patience. You know, the first time we played Nebraska Wesleyan, when we made 4 passes or more in a half court, we scored like 12 out of 15 times. When we made 3 passes or less, you know, we had trouble. We were like 9 for 40. So we've got to be patient. Yet we've got to attack when we've got an attack, but if the defense is set, we got to move them. We got to get good shots.
What about Nebraska Wesleyan? Third time we've seen this team now. Probably there's not going to be a whole lot of tricks, not a lot of different things that come out in this third time around, is there?
No, it really comes down to execution. You know, they've got their stuff that they run. They've got their defensive game plan in place, I'm sure, just like we do. Now it's a matter of, we talked a lot about this, each guy going out and taking pride in his job and doing his job, and that's where the term 5-as-1 comes in. Nobody can do it by themselves. Each man who's on the floor has to carry his load, has to do his job, and then the team will have success.
You face this team. What's your biggest concern facing Nebraska Wesleyan?
Well, no question. Their 2 bigs are really, really good. I mean, and a lot of their stuff that they run goes high-low. And so we've got to do a good job of trying to eliminate the high post. And when they do have it there, we got to pressure it because Schweitzer is a really good passer out of the high post. Johnson, very good inside. And then they surround it with good spacing. I mean, their spacing by their guards is good, and their 3 guards can knock down shots. We have to do a great job on Bardsley, keeping him contained, keeping him out of the lane. His penetration has hurt us in the last couple games. And so we've got to do a good job in those areas and then limit them to 1 shot.
You talked about eliminating the high post. How do we do that defensively?
Well, you deny. You just don't let them catch it there easily. And if they catch it, it's got to be 2 or 3 feet higher, which disrupts their timing. everything that they do, again, a lot of it is high-low, but it's all timing. And so if you can disrupt their timing with their sets, then you're going to give them a lot more trouble. Because there were times where we did disrupt their timing. When we did that, they had difficulty. When we did not do that, they were able to execute.
Let's talk about Barnsley. He scored 14 and 21 points in the two ball games against us. He's having a sensational month of February. Talk about him as a player.
Well, you know, he can shoot the three. I mean, that's the thing that sets it up. And then he can penetrate. You know, on the UCLA, they like to fake the UCLA popping back out for the three. So we've got to do a good job of staying attached to him and making sure that he doesn't get that catch. We feel like we've got to push him into our bigs, make him a driver instead of a catch-and-shoot guy because he's really deadly on that. So that's a big thing tonight that we collectively do a good job in making things real difficult for him.
Well, the guys you mentioned, the Trevor Johnson kid, and then Eric Jackson, he's had some good ball games against us in the two games that he's seen us.
Yeah, Johnson, you know, works with Schweitzer on high-low, that type of stuff. And he's big, he's wide, he seals well. He'll put it on the floor when they
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank.
Job's done.
Second half of the second ballgame, we shoot just 25% against this team. What happened there for us offensively? What do we got to do differently here tonight?
Well, I think there's no question that patience was an issue for us. That was where a lot of our three or less passes occurred, and we did not get great shots. I mean, the object of offensive basketball isn't extremely complicated. Get a great shot or a good shot every time down. And when we are patient and when we move them, we're going to get great shots. And, you know, it kind of bared out in that game. Our guys know that. Our guys understand that. Saturday at Northwestern was a very similar situation. We got ball movement, we got player movement, and we got good shot opportunities.
What are some of the things we'll have to do in this ball game? You mentioned them a couple of times, like we did against Northwestern. Maybe the same exact game plan here tonight?
Oh, I think against Wesleyan, we've got to take away their tendencies. Number one, the high post. You know, you just cannot let them catch it easily at the high post. If they do get it, we've got to have ball pressure. We've got to have high hands. Our post guys can't lunge on the interior defense. What I mean by that is try to get a steal and create a layup for them. If they get shots, it's got to be contested, and then we've got to box them out. Obviously, we've got to contain Barnsley off the dribble, make it tough for him. We have to close to shooters because Jackson and Bradley can both knock down threes. Offensively, we got to push. If we don't have an attack, we see the defense set, then we've got to move the ball. I think get a lot of back screens set, make them defend screens and cuts to the basket, and then I think we'll get good opportunities.
How's your team feel as we start the conference tournament here?
I think our guys are confident. I really do. We've had a couple of good days of preparation. Really felt like Saturday's ball game was huge. To get back on a winning track, to go into a place that it's tough to win at. Orange City is not an easy place to win. So I think our guys feel good about that. I think we feel good about our preparation in the 2 days. There's a lot of trust amongst the players. It's a veteran team, and so we're looking forward to the opportunity tonight.
You haven't been through a tournament like this. You've been through several others in your career, but what's it take to win a tournament like this?
Well, I think execution. I think this is no different than, you know, Nebraska Wesleyan coming in here last time they came in. We've got to execute certain things to beat them, and you've got to do it consistently well. You can't do it for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. You've got to do it for 40 minutes, and you've got to do it well. And again, stressing that every man has to do his job. You can't have three guys doing what they're supposed to do and two guys not getting the job done because it is a team game. It's a collective game.
Okay, go ahead.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gaver is head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. We'll check the starting lineups. More play-by-play description coming up. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan tonight on 1240 KHAS.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHAS. Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings opening round of the GPAC tournament here tonight. Wesleyan 15-10 on the season, 10-10 in the conference. Hastings College 20-9. They are 14-6 in the conference. Hastings beat Wesleyan 96-93 in overtime down in Lincoln. Wesleyan beat Hastings just a couple of weeks ago, 75-70 here in Hastings. Starting lines are brought to you by Five Points Bank, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings will go with Jake Hamburger, 6'2", a senior from Hastings St. Cecilia. Carson Bloom, 5'10", a sophomore out of Minden. Brent Wells, a 6'4", and senior out of Elba, Nebraska. Brady Lohman, 6'2", and a senior out of Norfolk. And Abu Fall, a 6'7", and senior from Dacre Synagogue. For Nebraska Wesleyan, they go with Trevor Johnson, 6'5", and a senior out of Lincoln. Jonah Bradley, a 6-foot senior out of Norfolk. Trey Barsley, 5'9", a sophomore out of Beatrice. Eric Jackson, a 6'2", and senior out of Lincoln. And Tim Schweitzer, a 6'7", and senior out of Bedford, Iowa. The starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the Benner Bank member, FDIC. It's going to be a raucous crowd on hand here tonight. In fact, some folks from Nebraska Wesleyan has made their way down here. A student body section on the bus had just showed up, and they're just to our left. The Hastings College fans about 60 feet away from them in the behind the basket that Hastings will be shooting at here in the first half of play. Should be a good one here tonight. First round of the GPAC postseason tournament. And Nebraska Wesleyan will control the opening tip. The Prairie Wolves dressed in their black and gold here tonight. There's a shot from deep in the left corner by Jackson. It's going to be no good. Rebound Hastings. One shot and done. That's going to be a rebound by Wells. And Hastings will have the ball now as they come back and shoot at the basket with their fans behind it. There's a Wells driving. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped down. It's picked up here by Wesleyan. Prairie Wolves have the ball. This is going to be Barnsley. Really got shut down that kid today. Jonah Bradley with the ball here on the wing. Lobs it to Schweitzer. Now back inside. His shot's going to be taken there by Jackson. No good. Rebound comes down to Hamburger for Hastings. Jake Hamburger back the other way. They get it to Carson Bloom. Out to Jake. Fakes the three. Brings it back to Bloom on the wing on the left side. Back out to Jake at the top of the key. Lohman on the wing on the right side. Nebraska Wesleyan in a man-to-man. There's a long pass down low. Abu grabs it. His shot no good. He misses the easy one. And the rebound comes down here to Eric Jackson. Jackson has got it down for Nebraska Wesleyan. Just underway here in the men's contest. They're in the GPAC postseason tournament tonight. Jonah Bradley with the ball. Moves it over there to Barnsley. He drives, shoots, and scores. Trey Barnsley scores here for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's averaging 11.8 points per ball game so far this season. Gets his first field goal here. 2-0 is the score. Nebraska Wesleyan with a lead. Hastings with the ball back in their offensive end. There's Wells. The woman bounce pass down to Abu. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound being tapped around. It comes out to the far sideline. It's saved by Hamburger. Gets it in the hands of Wells. Wells not a Lohman at the top of the key. Brady holds the ball. There's a pass down in the corner. Hamburger for three. Shot is up there, way off of the mark. No good. Rebound is loose, and it's going to be brought down by Wesleyan, but standing out of bounds down there in the deep left corner. Let's see, chasing the ball down there for Nebraska Wesleyan was who? A lot of folks down there. That's Eric Jackson. So it'll be Hastings playing things in. First turnover on Wesleyan in the ball game. Hastings will play it in. Lohman down there in the corner. Lohman will play it in out here. 3-point territory to Carson Bloom. Here's Lohman at the free throw line. Brady Lohman splits a couple of defenders, forces up a shot. It's good. Brady Lohman had 30 the other day in that ball game against Northwestern as the Broncos closed out the season, the regular season, with a win at Orange City, Iowa. 85-75. Hastings picking up a win there. We are tied up at 2 points apiece. Wesleyan has got the ball back in their offensive end. Schweitzer throws it to the near sideline to Jonah Bradley. Had a traveling violation on Bradley. Second turnover on Wesleyan. The senior class for Nebraska Wesleyan has never lost to the Broncos here in Hastings. They won all four of their meetings at Lynn Farrell Arena. So they're used to the surroundings here. They have never lost the senior bunch here for Nebraska Wesleyan. 4-0 on the Broncos' home floor. Here's Brady Lohman on the wing on the right side. Lohman comes out top of the key. That's going to be Wells with it now. Brent Wells. Penetration as they get the pass inside to Lohman. His shot is up there and in. Brady Lohman scores again. An off-balance shot in the paint. Brady Lohman gives Hastings the lead. 4-2 is the score. 17 and a half minutes to play. They're in the first half at Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Here's Jonah Bradley with the ball. Jonah Bradley gets it away to Barnsley. Barnsley works against Lohman, drives the ball to the hole. His shot is up there and in. Trey Barnsley scores. He's got both field goals for Nebraska Wesleyan. Lohman has got both field goals for Hastings. We're tied up at 4 points apiece early in this basketball game. Hastings back with the ball on their offensive end. Wells has got it. Moves it out between the circles. That's Hamburger. Now to Carson Bloom. Nearly falls down with the ball, but keeps the dribble alive. Carson goes deep in the right corner, down to Hamburger. Back up to Carson Bloom. Now to Wells. Wells flips the ball back here to Woolman. Woolman behind a screen, moves it down in the baseline. Jump pass to Wells. A shot from 15 is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Eric Jackson gets it away to Barnsley. Down the near sideline, down to Bradley. Bradley into the forecourt. Bounce pass down to Trevor Johnson. Trevor Johnson goes out to Schweitzer inside the free throw circle. Shot good. Tim Schweitzer scores for Nebraska Wesleyan, and the Prairie Wolves go back on top. 6-4 the score. 16 and a half to play here in the first half. Here's Wells with the ball here on the near sideline. Brent Wells, bounce pass here to Carson Bloom. Out to Hamburger. Hamburger now to Lohman on the far sideline, directing some traffic. Now Wells has got the ball. Wells to the near side to Carson Bloom. There's a pass to Lohman. It's going to be through his fingertips, and the ball brought out there by Jackson. First turnover on Houston's in the ball game. Barnsley comes back with the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan. The Prairie Wolves have a two-point lead. 6-4 is the score. Jonah Bradley, 4-3. Shot is up there. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Abu. Abu fall into the forecourt. Now it's a Hamburger. Hamburger down to Wells. The Hamburger. The Carson Bloom brings it back to Hamburger on the wing on the left side. A two-handed pass back to Carson Bloom on the right wing. Carson Bloom gets it in the hands of Wells. Long pass over the head of everybody out of bounds. Trying to get it down low to Abu, falling through it too far. Second turnover on the Broncos. Zach Lena comes into the ball game. Brandon Krause comes in. Abu Fall will come to the bench. Hamburger will come to the bench. No tomorrow for the Broncos. They've really got to win this ball game. They really have just an outside chance of maybe a wild card berth to get into the national tournament. They've got to win a couple of ball games here, I think, to get it in. So this is a do or die situation for Hastings. They're trailing the ball game 6-4. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball. There's a bounce pass to get it inside. Trevor Johnson wheels in the lane. The ball's going to be stripped loose and picked up by Schweitzer. Schweitzer now to Jonah Bradley out here in three-point territory. Down to Schweitzer. Pass to the left wing. That's Eric Jackson. Shot is up there from three. No good. Rebound comes out to Zach Lena. Lena gets the ball away to Carson Bloom. Here come the Broncos. Bowman has got the ball on the right sideline. Down to Carson Bloom out here in three-point territory. Calls the play. Flips the ball away to Brandon Krause, who's into the ball game now. Krause to Carson Bloom on the dribble to the right side. Puts on the brakes and comes back the other way. Here's Woolman off of a screen. Brady Woolman dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Sends it across the top. That's Wells with the ball. Out of Krause. Free throw line extended right side. Down in the corner to Carson Bloom. Out of Brandon Krause. Dribbles in the lane. Stops and pops a shot up there. No good. Tip try. No good. Rebound Krause, and he's fouled in the play. Personal foul will be called here. It's going to go on Jonah Bradley of Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be his first. End of the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan will be Trent Seidel. Seidel comes into the ball game now. And also Andrew Midas. Midas coming in there as well. 6-4. Prairie Wolves have the lead. Here's Woolman off of the baseline. His shot is up and in. Off the inbound, Brady Woolman. He's got all three field goals for Hastings. It is now a 6-6 ball game. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan here in the GPAC postseason tournament opening round. Here's Barnsley with the ball deep in the right corner. Barnsley works against Woolman behind his screen. Barnsley gets away. Bounce pass down the way. He's going to be kicked there by Lena. That'll be Wesleyan playing things in from underneath their own basket. Other games in the conference tonight as far as the first round is concerned for the men. Northwestern at Dort. Dakota Wesleyan at Midland. Briar Cliff playing at Morningside. Second round of the tournament will be on Saturday. Semifinals. With the finals coming up next Tuesday in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We're tied up here at 6 points apiece. There's Trent Seidel with the ball. Seidel out here in three-point territory. Down to Barnsley, getting away. Barnsley moves it down in the corner. Bounce pass down low. Grabbing the ball is Seidel. His pass can be intercepted. Intercepted by Akeem Morrison, who's into the ball game. Akeem comes back the other way. Brandon Krause with the ball. Jump pass down to Wells on the baseline. Dribbles into the paint. His shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Trevor Johnson. Trevor Johnson comes back the other way, and he's going to have his pocket picked from behind. Akeem Morrison drives to the bucket. Shot is up there. Misses the shot. Rebound Lena. Shot no good. Rebound Barnsley. So Hastings gets the turnover, but they can't convert. Can't finish on the offensive end. They're tied up at 6 points apiece between Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan tonight. Here's Weens with the ball. Casey Weens. Long pass goes inside. As they get it down to Johnson, it's up there. No good from point-blank range, and the rebound comes down to Zach Lena. Leading down to Brandon Krause. He drives the ball. Contact made. Foul called. Brandon Krause took it right to the hole there, and a foul is going to be called on Nebraska Wesleyan. Andrew Minas picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first, only the second team foul in Wesleyan here in this first half of play. Tell you what, these two teams, they're getting after it here early. 13-17 remaining here in the first half. Hastings 6, Nebraska Wesleyan 6. Broncos will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Akeem Morris shot, not a hamburger shot. It's up there and in. Hamburger scores. That gives the Broncos the lead now. Hastings out on top by a score of 8-6. 13-12 remaining here in this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex here tonight. Hastings has lost their last three home games. Trying to change that here tonight. Here's a Schweitzer. The ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. Schweitzer trying to send it to the near side, but it was tipped out of bounds. And now Andrew Minus will inbound the ball here for Nebraska Wesleyan, just to the left of head coach Bill Gavers for Hastings. It's into the hands of a Trey Barnsley. Barnsley picked up there by Brandon Krause. Barnsley for three. Shots up there. Yes. Trey Barnsley sinks a three-pointer from the top of the key. Krause was slow in getting out there. Barnsley making him pay for it. He's a 37% three-point shooter. 9-8. Here's Akeem Morris on the wing. Morris to Zach Lina. To Akeem for three. His shots are good. Akeem Morris knocks down a three ball for Hastings at the other end. And the Broncos go back out on top by a score of 11-9. 12 and a half minutes to play here in the first half. Barnsley with the ball. Barnsley gets it out to Schweitzer at the top of the key. Schweitzer on the wing now. Minus is over there. Works against Akeem Morris. Out between the circles. That's Tim Schweitzer with the ball. Schweitzer moves it to the wing on the right side. Schweitzer gets it in the hands now of Minus, moves the ball down to the baseline, 15-footer, it's going to be off of the mark, no good. High in the air for the rebound was Lena, and he's fouled in the play. A foul here is going to go on Nebraska Wesleyan. It's going to on Trent Seidel. That's going to be his first personal foul. Team foul number three on the Prairie Wolves here in this first half of play. Hastings has not yet committed a personal foul. Broncos are ahead in the ball game by a score of 11-9. As we approach the 12-minute mark here in the first half, here comes Akeem Morrison with the ball. Down to Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom dribbling with it now to a Jake Hamburger, left side of the circle. Lobs it down the left side of the lane. That's going to be Zach Lena. Lena dribbles into the paint. Kicks it back out here to Akeem Morrison. Down to Hamburger. 15 in the shot clock. Morrison here on the near side. Morrison takes the ball down to the baseline. He loses control of the ball. Goes out of bounds. A turnover on the Broncos. That's their third of the ball game. And now Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in, but we got a timeout now from the Prairie Wolves. Nebraska Wesleyan will call a timeout. 11 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 11, Nebraska Wesleyan 9.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Nebraska Wesleyan and Hastings here tonight. These two teams meeting for the 199th time. It's the longest running series in Nebraska Wesleyan men's basketball history. Nebraska leads the overall series 105-93. This series dates back to the 1910-1911 season. Meeting for the 199th time here tonight in the first round of the GPAC postseason tournament. Each team has won one game so far this season in their two-game regular season series. There's a pass down low to Magnus, and he lays it in. Nebraska Wesleyan that time chomps up the Bronco defense and scores easily. Andrew Magnus right underneath the basket. They're tied up at 11 points apiece with 11 minutes and 20 seconds to play. They're in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex tonight. Akeem Morrison with the ball. Morrison to Hamburger, down low to Carson Bloom. It's off the baseline over Schweitzer is good. Carson Bloom scores. That's his first field goal. 13-11. Hastings with a two-point lead. Here comes Barnsley back now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Behind the screen, Barnsley moves it down the right side of the lane. High off of the window. A shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bloom. Carson Bloom to the near sideline to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger pulls up here. They get in the way to a Carson Bloom. Comes across the top to Morrison. Hamburger on the right wing. Hamburger down to Akeem at the top of the key. To Zach Lena down the left side of the lane. His shot's up there no good, and a foul is called. Lena takes the ball to the goal there for the Broncos, and he is fouled in the play. Tim Schweitzer picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on Nebraska Wesleyan here in this first half of play. And now Zach Lena to the free throw line. Lena is a 67% foul shooter in the season. Hastings is a team hitting 74%. That is fifth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Shot by Lena is up there and in. First point of the ball game for Zach Lena. He's had games of 3 points and 7 points against Nebraska Wesleyan in the two games played so far. That gives Hastings a 14-11 advantage. Here comes the second one. It's up there and in. Broncos have the lead, 15-11. Zach Lena pecans a couple of free throws. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan back with the ball in the wing. That's Minus with the ball. Minus works against Carson Bloom. There's a bounce pass down the left corner. The Bradley, down to Schweitzer. Inside is Scheidel. Scheidel backs up against Abu. Scheidel's up there. It's going to be no good. Abu grabs the rebound. Ball has got the rebound. Outlet pass goes over there to Hamburger. Hamburger gets the ball away to Carson Bloom. Down to Brady Lohman. Down in the corner, Zach Lena. Out here to Hamburger again. Comes across the top. That's going to be Lohman with the ball. We got an elbowing foul. It's going to go on Abu fall. Abu picks up his first personal foul. It's the first team foul called on Hastings in the basketball game. Bill Gavers, he's about 15 feet out on the floor here on the near sideline. He's going to work the officials here. 15-11 is the score. Hastings has got a four-point lead. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the ball back the other way. Schweitzer has got it. Schweitzer, two-handed pass, goes down in the left corner. Dribbling with the ball there is going to be Minus. Brings up high on the block. Comes out now to Johnson. Trevor Johnson. Loose over there on the far side. Down to Minus. Minus bounce pass goes inside. That's going to be Trevor Johnson with the ball. Now to Schweitzer inside the free throw circle. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound to Morissant. Morissant's got it now to Lohman down the right sideline. Lohman stops and pops his shot. Good. Lohman's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings has increased their lead to 6 points. It's 17-11. Hastings turning up the heat now defensively as Nebraska Wesleyan comes back in their offensive zone. Here's Eric Jackson with the ball. Gets it inside. That's Bradley with it. Bradley double team. Back down in the corner. A three-pointer put up there and in. A three-point play in the deep left corner. Falling down and scoring was Eric Jackson. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 17-14. Hastings by three. Here's Hamburger back the other way. His shot's way off the mark. No good. Off of the left side of the rim there. Bounces off of the glass and a rebound comes down to Wesleyan. There's Jonah Bradley with the ball. The Minus bounce pass down low. Back out to Minus. Now to Schweitzer. Comes across the top. Eric Jackson. Jackson moves it down on the baseline here. Trying to penetrate against the Bronco D. There's a Bradley spins in the lane. It sounds up there. No good. Traveling violation. Jonah Bradley trying to make something work there. Down the lane for Nebraska Wesleyan. The fifth turnover on the Prairie Wolves here in the basketball game. Wells comes back into the ball game now for Hastings. Going out will be Zach Lita. 8 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex, 17-14. Hastings College with a three-point lead here in this one. Here comes Akeem Morissant with the ball. Morissant dribbles with it. Now to Lohman in the lane. A fake. Lohman dribbles with the ball. Now he's in trouble. Comes to Morissant here on the near side. A three-pointer. Good. Akeem Morissant, his second tray of the ball game. He's got 6 points, and the Broncos have a six-point lead. 20-14 now with 8.5 minutes to play here in this first half. Here's Trey Barnsley with the ball on the high post. They get it to Bradley. Bradley inside the free throw circle. Over to Jonah Bradley. Now to Schweitzer. Back out to Bradley. Bradley gives it inside the free throw circle. Now to Trevor Johnson. Johnson's open. Won't take the shot. Dribbles down the right side of the lane. The ball tipped away. Johnson picks her back up here on the near sideline. 8 seconds. Johnson reverses, spins, puts up a shot, and scores. Trevor Johnson scores. He's had games of 17 and 13 against Hastings so far this season. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Here's a boot from the right baseline. His shot no good. Rebound Trevor Johnson. 20-16. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball. Here comes Trey Barnsley back in the offensive zone. Down to Jonah Bradley, picked up by Akeem Morissant. Bounce pass goes to Johnson. Right side of the lane. Works against Abu. Trevor Johnson, two-handed pass to the far side. Barnsley for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Abu. Ball has got the ball. Gets it away down to Lohman into the forecourt to Akeem Morissant. 20-16. Hastings with a 4-point lead. 7:25 to play here in the first half. Here's Hamburger with the ball. Now to Lohman. Lohman brings it to Wells. Now to Lohman. To Akeem Morissant. The Hamburger lobs it inside. Abu grabs the ball. Reverse layup. Good. Brady Lohman sends it around the horn. And Abu Fall finally gets the field goal to go down. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Abu Fall. 22-16. Hastings with a 6-point lead here in the first round of the GPAC Conference Tournament here tonight. Here's Eric Jackson with the ball to Schweitzer. Gets it down low to Johnson. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, but he's fouling the play. Abu and Wells were both there. And we'll see. The guilty party is going to be Wells. Brent Wells picks up his first personal foul. That's the first team foul. Their second team foul called on the Broncos here in this first half of play. Going to the free throw line, Trevor Johnson. Johnson, a 59% foul shooter in the season. Johnson's free throw is up there. It's going to be good.
Well, this guy is no stranger to the free throw line this year. That is his 205th free throw of the season. Trevor Johnson, he's converted on 123 of them, 59% from Nebraska Wesleyan. 22-17. Next shot is up there. Good. 22-18 now. Hastings College with a 4-point lead over Nebraska Wesleyan as the Broncos come back with the ball. Lohman has got it now to Carson Bloom, right side. Grooming with it, brings it back to the center of the floor, gets it here to Lohman. Lohman high left side, out to Wells again, top of the key. The Krause mishandles the ball. Now he dribbles with it, and now he falls down. Oh, yeah, he foul called. Gavers wanted to call a quick timeout there to save the possession. We're going to have a personal foul instead, calling Jonah Bradley of Nebraska Wesleyan. That's the second foul on Jonah Bradley. Team foul number 5 on Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings College will play things in off of the far sideline. Brandon Krause will inbound the ball. Krause will get it in the hands now of Carson Bloom. Carson out here in 3-point territory. Carson sends it to Brady Woolman. Picked up by Barsley. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Now gives her up to Brent Wells. High right side again to Carson Bloom. There's Krause down the right side of the lane. His shot is up there. Good. Blocked out of bounds by Schweitzer. Hastings College will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 6:15 to play in the first half. Hastings 22, Nebraska Wesleyan 18. Woolman is down on the baseline, drives it toward the goal. His fallaway jumper is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wells as he chases it down in the corner. Out to Woolman, now to Brandon Krause. Krause moving left to right across the top of the key. Off to Brady Woolman, now to Krause again. Out to Brady Woolman, now to Brent Wells. There's a pass down to Krause again, left side. Dribbles into the paint, is in trouble, double team. Comes out to Carson Bloom. Bloom now to Woolman on the right sideline. Here's Brady Woolman with the ball now to Brent Wells. He shot good and he's fouling the play. Brent Wells driving toward the basket and he scores and he is fouling the play. The basket counts and the personal foul is going to be whistled here on Trey Barsley. That's going to be his first. So Barsley picks up his first personal foul and that's going to send Brent Wells to the free throw line here. 24-18. Hastings College out on top. Shot from Wells at the free throw line is going to be up there around the rim. It falls off, no good. So Hastings with a 6-point lead, 24-18, with 5:44 to play in this first half. Nebraska Wesleyan back with the ball on their offensive end. This is Eric Jackson with the ball, who's back into the ball game now to Barnsley. Moves it down in the corner. Long range jumper by Minus, no good from the corner. And the rebound comes down here to Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom gets it to Brandon Krause. Back out to Carson. Swings it left side. Here's Woolman with the ball. Out of Brent Wells, top of the key. Right sideline, Carson Bloom. Cross-court pass comes over here to Woolman. Takes the three and rims off, no good. Rims out of there, and the rebound comes down to Midas. Hastings College with a 6-point lead, 24-18. As we approach the 5-minute mark here in the first half, here's Trey Barnsley with the ball. Now to Schweitzer. Free throw line extended right side. Schweitzer dribbling with it now against Wells. Moves inside the free throw circle. Off to Midas, now to Barnsley on the wing on the left side. Bounce pass goes inside to Trevor Johnson. He backs up against the boo. Trevor Johnson looking. Now his pass is going to be intercepted. His pass came to the near sideline. It's picked off here by Carson Bloom. The 6th turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. Brandon Krause comes back the other way and absolutely lays out a Prairie Wolf. That was Barsley who they took a shot there. Now the official is going to talk. And we got a personal foul is going to be called. That's going to go on the Trey Barnsley. Barnsley picks up his second. The Nebraska Wesleyan coaching staff can't believe that call. They thought maybe a charge was in store. There's Brandon Krause just kind of put his shoulder down and drove the ball to a hole there. The foul is going to go on Barnsley. Now Brandon Krause goes to the free throw line. Krause has not scored so far tonight. 64% foul shooter on the season. Brandon Krause's free throw is up there. It's going to be short, no good. Misses the front end of the 1-1. So the score remains at 24-18. Here comes Barnsley back now offensively for Nebraska Wesleyan. Barnsley throws it over here to Trevor Johnson. Now to Barnsley on the right side of the floor. Barnsley out here in 3-point territory. Picked up by Lohman. Back out on top. Eric Jackson with a ball and a foul is going to be called. Jackson with a ball fake out here beyond the 3-point arc. Is trying to drive it toward the goal. And the personal foul is going to be called here on Brandon Krause of Hastings. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 3 on Hastings. Non-shooting situation, so Eric Jackson will playing things in for Nebraska Wesleyan, dressed in their black uniforms with a gold trim here tonight. Hastings in their white homestanding uniforms with a crimson. Here's Trey Barnsley with the ball out to Seidel. Seidel moves it over on the wing on the left side. That's going to be Eric Jackson with it. Back out to Seidel in 3-point territory. Good defense here by Lena. Eric Jackson again to Trey Barnsley behind the screen. Barnsley moves it back down the baseline to Jackson. Throws it back in the lane to Johnson as he drives it down the paint there, and he's fouled in the play. Trevor Johnson is fouled in the play there by Zach Lena of Hastings. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 4 in the Broncos. This will be a shooting situation as Trevor Johnson going to the free throw line for Nebraska Wesleyan. Johnson has got 4 points in the ball game this long and a field goal, and he's 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Trevor Johnson's free throw is up there good. Johnson will get one more. The Hastings lead is now 5 points at 24-19. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's good. Couple big free throws there by Trevor Johnson for Nebraska Wesleyan. It's now 24-20. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Broncos with the ball. Lohman double team. Kicks it back out to Hamburger. Hamburger now to Carson Bloom. Down to the corner. Lohman has got the ball again, trying to penetrate. Lohman gets away. Dribbles to the elbow. Comes to Carson Bloom. Now to Wells. The Lohman again, near sideline to Hamburger. Hamburger dribbles to the free throw line. Gives it up now to Brent Wells. Now to Carson Bloom. Here's Hamburger. Called here. It's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Zach Lena. Lena picks up the personal foul. That's going to be number 2 on Zach Lena. It's going to be team foul number 5 on Hastings College. 24-20. Hastings with a 4-point lead. We're down to 3 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's Eric Jackson with the ball. Eric Jackson moves it over here on the wing. Now to Barnsley. Bounce pass down low. Is Seidel. Seidel twisting and turning down on the baseline. His shot over Wells. No good. Tip try is up there at the end. Trevor Johnson gets the tip from Nebraska Wesleyan. He's got 8 points in the ball game. 24-22. Nebraska Wesleyan is back into the ball game after trailing by 8 just a few minutes ago. There's a backdoor play, and Lohman throws the ball over the head of Abu Fall. That takes some doings there. Abu is a big boy at 6'7". And now we got a timeout called here. Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout with 2 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 24, Nebraska Wesleyan 22.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 24-22 is our score. Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings won the first ball game, the women's contest over Doan. Hastings winning tonight by a score of 72-55. So the Broncos will move on into the semifinals on Saturday afternoon. They will take on the Morningside Mustangs tonight. Morningside has won in their ball game on the women's side of things as they knocked off Dakota Wesleyan tonight on a score of 90-54. The other two games on the women's side of things still going on. Midland is playing at Concordia, Briarcliff, and Northwestern. The men's games tonight in the first round of the conference tournament, Northwestern against Dort, Nebraska Wesleyan here against Hastings, Dakota Wesleyan at Midland, and Briarcliff is at Morningside. Nebraska playing a men's basketball game here tonight. Just underway in Champaign, Illinois against the Fighting Illini. Huskers looking for their 6th straight win in the conference. Hastings out on top here, 24-22. Barnsley with the ball here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Works it back around to Jackson. Jackson looking to penetrate on the wing. Bounce pass goes to Trent Seidel. Back out to 3-point territory. Here's Johnson with the ball at the top of the key. Moves it to the free throw line. Gives it away to Midas for 3. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out of bounds off of the fingertips of Wells. Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in. Morissant comes back in. Zach Lena comes back in for Hastings. Carson Bloom checks out. Abu Fall will come out now for head coach Bill Gabers. 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Nebraska Wesleyan gets the tying goal right there as Andrew Minas lays it in for Nebraska Wesleyan, and we're tied up at 24 points apiece. Wesleyan has made a nice little run here at the end of the first half after trailing by 8 points just a few minutes ago. Here's Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger now to Wells, the Woolman. Here's Hamburger driving for the hole. His shot no good, but he's fouling the play. Nice pass by Woolman. Hamburger came in from the right corner. They got him the ball, and he's fouling the play here. Now Hamburger will go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to go on the Trent Seidel. That's going to be his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Prairie Wolves. Going to the free throw line is going to be Jake Hamburger for Hastings. Hamburger's got 2 points in the ball game. Hamburger had 20 the last time these two teams played. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in. Yeah, Hamburger had 20 points in their 75-70 loss to the Prairie Wolves here at home. Hamburger scored 11 points in the first ball game when Hastings played down in Lincoln and nipped the Prairie Wolves in overtime, 96-93. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Hamburger. So Hastings has the lead, 25-24. 2 minutes to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex here tonight. Here's Brian Thompson who's into the ball game for the first time for the Prairie Wolves. Comes to the near side to Trevor Johnson right at the top of the three-point circle, picked up by Zach Lina. Hastings in the man-to-man. Johnson dribbles down the right side of the lane. Cross-court pass goes to the far side of three-pointer put up there by Jackson. No good. Rebound comes down here to Wells. Wells gets it away to Akeem Morissant into the forecourt now. Akeem Morissant out of Brady Lohman to Wells. Right sideline. Hamburger's got the ball. They get it to the right side of the lane. That's Zach Lina. He backs up, bounces off with the defender, goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good, and he's fouling the play. A foul's going to go on Zach Lina. An offensive foul there on Zach Lina. That's going to be his third personal foul. So Lina has to come out. A Boo Fall comes back in. Lina trying to grind his way toward the goal there. Picks up a personal foul, his third. So Lina will sit for the rest of the half. 25-24. Hastings with a one-point lead. Here's Thompson back to the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Picked up by Akeem Morissant. There's a pass back to Thompson on the left wing. His shot's going to be up there and then a three-pointer. Thompson gives Nebraska Wesleyan the lead. 27-25. 1 minute, 5 seconds to play here in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. There's Wells with the ball on the wing. Brent Wells dribbles once. Got a Woolman top of the circle. Woolman to Akeem Morissant here on the near sideline to Hamburger. Hamburger looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Bounce pass goes inside to Abu. He's double teamed. It's going to be blocked down by Schweitzer, and the foul is going to be called. Tim Schweitzer picks up the personal foul for Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 9 in the Prairie Wolves. And going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Abu Fall. Abu is 64% on the season on free throws. He's 47 out of 73. He's got 2 points so far tonight. Abu Fall goes to the line. His shot is up there. Off of the back iron, no good. He'll get one more. End of the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be Travis Gieselman. Gieselman checks in now for the Prairie Wolves. He's a 6'4" and sophomore out of Elkhorn, Nebraska. Abu Falls next free throw is up there. It is off of the back iron. No good. He misses a pair. Rebound comes down to Trevor Johnson. So 44 seconds to play. Nebraska Wesleyan out on top of Hastings here in the first round of the GPAC tournament, 27-25. Broncos lose here. And the season is probably over. Their at-large opportunities in the national tournament would be slim, if any. They lose this ball game. Here's a Brian Thompson with the ball. Thompson out here in three-point territory, picked up by Akeem. Thompson moves the ball to the left side of the lane. Hops beyond the three-point circle. Entry pass inside to Johnson. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Brian Thompson gets the assist there. Trevor Johnson gets the field goal as he attacks the basket. Trevor Johnson now with 10 points in the ball game here for Nebraska Wesleyan. They'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. 29-25 now. The Prairie Wolves are out on top of Hastings College tonight. Trevor Johnson will have a free throw. He's already 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Johnson's charity toss is up there and in. A 3-point play. And Nebraska Wesleyan has a 5-point lead now. Their biggest lead of the ball game at 30-25. Here comes Hastings back in their offensive zone with 12 seconds. Woolman has got it on the dribble. Woolman penetrates, now throws up a shot. It's off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Trevor Johnson, and that's going to be in the first half of play. First half in the books tonight. men's college basketball, Hastings College and Nebraska Wesleyan. In the first round of the GPAC postseason tournament, the Prairie Wolves have the lead over Hastings. It's Nebraska Wesleyan 30, Hastings College 24. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Hastings College men's basketball team trailing Nebraska Wesleyan at the break. The score is 30-25 as the Prairie Wolves have the lead over Hastings College. Our halftime show tonight brought to you by Valentino's. Valentino's, I can enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer, including easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party. For your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings are located at 604 South Burlington. Hastings College, Nebraska Wesleyan going toe-to-toe here in the first half of play. The Broncos had as much as a 9-point lead at the 9:43 mark of this ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan's biggest lead has been 2 points. That was back there just a minute and 7 seconds into the ball game at 6-4. The score has been tied 2 times. There's been 4 lead changes. And right now, Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead over the Broncos by a score of 30-25. The shooting numbers in the ball game in the first 20 minutes. Nebraska Wesleyan is 11 out of 25 for 44%. Hastings College, 10 out of 25 for 40%. Nebraska Wesleyan, 3 out of 10 on three-pointers for 30%. Hastings is actually 2 out of 5 on threes for 40%. The free throws, Nebraska Wesleyan is 5 out of 5 for 100%. Hastings College hitting only 3 out of 8 from the free throw line in the first half for 37%. Nebraska Wesleyan out-rebounding Hastings 17-16. Broncos have 4 offensive rebounds and 12 on defense. Nebraska Wesleyan has got 2 offensive rebounds, 15 on defense. Nebraska Wesleyan has turned the ball over 6 times here in the ballgame. Hastings also has 6 turnovers. The Broncos with no block shots and 3 steals. 1 block shot and 1 steal for Nebraska Wesleyan. The leading rebounders for Hastings so far in this first half of play, Brent Wells has got 3. Abu Fall has got 3. Zach Lina has got 3. Trevor Johnson has got 7 rebounds for Nebraska Wesleyan. And right now the Prairie Wolves have the lead over Hastings College by the score of 30-25. Checking the scoring here in the first half, Trevor Johnson is leading the way for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's hit 3 out of 4 field goal tries. He's also 5 out of 5 from the free throw line, so Johnson has got 11 points. Trey Barsley has got 7. Barsley's got a couple of field goals. He's got a 3-pointer as well. He's got 7 points here in the first half. Andrew Minas, he's got 2 field goals for 4. Ryan Thompson, he's hit a 3-pointer for 3. Eric Jackson has hit a 3-pointer for 3 points. And Tim Schweitzer, a field goal for 2. Again, Trevor Johnson leading the way for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's got 11 points here in the basketball game. For Hastings College, they got 8 in the first half from Brady Woolman on 4 field goals. Akeem Morrison hit 2 3-pointers for 6. Then nobody else really to mention. Jake Hamburger, he had 3 points in the first half. He had a field goal, and he was one out of two from the free throw line. 2 points for Carson Bloom on a field goal. Brent Wells had a field goal, and he was 0 of 1 from the line for his 2 points. Zach Lynn had 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2 points. Abu Falls got a field goal, and he's 0 out of 2 from the free throw line for 2. Again, Hastings College is trailing Nebraska Wesleyan here at the break by a score of 30-25. Getting into the women's ball game here tonight, it was Hastings College picking up a win over the Doan College Tigers in the opener by a score of 72-55. So Hastings will move on to play in the semifinals on Saturday afternoon. They will take on the Morningside Mustangs. They knocked off Dakota Wesleyan tonight in the quarterfinals by a score of 90-54. Tyson Avronik is coming up next. He's got Hastings College Spotlight. And then we've got the second half straight ahead. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHIS.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronick for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson and Veronica with you. Joining us this morning, we'll be joined by Clayton Anderson, a former NASA astronaut, Hastings College Board of Trustees member. He was on the Hastings College campus this week where I had a chance to catch up with the former astronaut. Clay, you've been back in Hastings this week here on the Hastings College campus doing some other events as well. Tell us maybe just a little bit first and foremost about what brings you back to Hastings this week.
Well, I'm trying to work a little bit with the college to help sell the Hastings College brand a little bit. And locally here in the Hastings Grand Island area, it's meeting with students and kind of telling them my story. I'm at the point in my career, having retired from NASA, where I'm ready to try to give back. And one of the ways I can give back is to meet with these kids, tell them my story, and maybe encourage them to create a story of their own.
And so does this work involve Hastings College students, high school students? Talk about what the last few days have been like for you.
Yes, it involves Hastings College students, Hastings College alumni, local kids in Grand Island, local kids in Hastings. So I've talked to by the time it's all done, we'll have hit maybe six schools total. And, you know, it's a little hard work, but it's a lot of fun. I love telling my stories, and I hope the kids are interested. I hope they get something out of it. The whole idea for me is I'm just like them. They're just like me. I'm a small-town kid from a small-town in Nebraska, which I think is a huge advantage for young people, and I think they should tout that advantage, and they should use it as they move on in their careers and do great things.
Oftentimes the words reaching for the stars might be a little bit cliche, but in your case that became a reality. Talk a little bit about you know, what you're telling them, how you're telling them that they can realize their dreams at this age.
Well, I like to point out that they're exactly like me. When I sat in the high school chairs, I was just like them. I had the same thoughts. I did the same things. I had the same smart aleck responses. You know, they're no different than me. What I encourage them to do is figure out what they dream to do. You know, do they want to be on American Idol or America's Got Talent, or do they want to be on Broadway, or do they want to be in an operating room working on emergency patients? They just have to figure out their dream. And hopefully by listening to my story, it can show them that it doesn't matter where you're from. It doesn't matter how small or big the town is. But Nebraska gives you an advantage by virtue of the people that love you, that mentor you, that teach you, that raise you and nurture you. And that you should use that to your advantage as you go forth in your life.
So, and you've mentioned you're trying to help brand the Hastings, or help sell the Hastings College brand a little bit. Talk maybe about how Hastings College personally helped you achieve those goals.
Well, I think the fact that when I came to Hastings, it's more of a small town environment, a small school environment, where I was able to do many different things: athletics, academics, music, theater, student government, you know, the whole gambit. I was able to do that. And I believe personally that if you can do multiple things, you become a better citizen in the United States. There are kids out there that are focused and do just one thing and they do it brilliantly, and that's fine. But I think overall we need highly talented, multidisciplined, multi-experienced young people that are going to lead our nation in the future. And that's what I'm trying to push, that message, that maybe it's not Hastings College, but you know, the small environment allows you to do many things, and I think that helped me become a United States astronaut and serve admirably on the International Space Station, because I could do many things well. I wasn't an expert at any, but I could do many things well.
Once again, Clay Anderson joining us on the KHS Radio Close-Up Program. A few more minutes, and then we're gonna grab some food and talk with some people as well. But let's maybe kind of backtrack and talk about some of your work on the International Space Station and what that was like.
Well, it was an opportunity of a lifetime. I was blessed to have the opportunity to go serve my country as a U.S. astronaut. The work was varied. Some of it was mundane, but most of it was very exciting. My spacewalk time was incredible, flying the robotic arm and being in a billion-dollar spaceship and doing things for my country was...
Talking about high school students, college students' futures, what's the future for Clay Anderson?
It's exciting, I think. I'm doing keynote speaking, motivational speaking. I teach part-time at Iowa State. No, I did not move to Ames. I still live in Texas. I have a book coming out in December. The title is still to be determined. I like to call it Taking Up Space, but I think that may change before it's all done. But I'm very excited about that. It should be released in December, and I'll be a first-time author. So lots of things in store.
Well, it's not the it's a pretty rare opportunity that we get the chance to talk with somebody who has served our country, served on the International Space Station, and has an opportunity to talk about Hastings College and talk to our area youth. So, Clay, we really appreciate the time that you've spent here in Hastings.
It's been my pleasure, Tyson. My first interview in my entire life was with KHAS after a football game when I was a junior at Hastings College. So thanks for the opportunity.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at HastingsTribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at HastingsTribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here tonight on 1230 KHIS, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington. And by Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Broncos Sports for the 2013-2014 season. As far as the scoreboard is concerned tonight, one game is already completed on the men's side of things. It was an upset. Six-seeded Dakota Wesleyan beats third-ranked Midland tonight in Fremont by a score of 83-80. On the women's side of things, here's what we have so far. Number one-seeded Northwestern over Briar Cliff, 70-58. Number three-seeded Morningside over Dakota Wesleyan, 90-54. And second-seeded Hastings winners over Doan by a score of 72-55. We understand the Midland-Concordia game is in overtime. On the women's side of things, we understand the Northwestern-Dort men's basketball game is also in overtime. Dort is the top-seeded team, and the winner of this ball game would face the winner of that ball game coming up on the Saturday afternoon in the semifinals. Hastings with the opening possession of the second half to go right to work with the boot fall, and his son is up and in. A boot fall. Pulls Hastings closer here. The Broncos sitting to our basket to our right here in the second half. It's now a 30-27 ball game. Hastings down by 3 points to Nebraska Wesleyan. Broncos had a 9-point lead in the first half of play. That's now been squandered away. There's a pass inside again to Johnson. His shot is up and in. Trevor Johnson scores. So both teams going right to work in the paint here on their opening possession of the second half. Johnson has now got 13 points in the ball game for Nebraska Wesleyan. 32-27. The Prairie Wolves have the lead over Hastings. There's Jake Hamburger with the ball. Now to Lohman. Moves it over on the far sideline. That's going to be Wells with the ball. To Lohman. Now to Carson Bloom. Pass is going to be kicked. And Hastings College will play things in here on the near sideline. 19:09 remaining in the ball game. Hastings is down by 5 points. 32-27. The Broncos have won 20 games back-to-back years here for the first time in a long time, 21 years. They're trying to continue their season here tonight with a win here in the conference tournament. There's Brady Lohman. His long-range jumper is put up and in just inside the ring. Brady Lohman from the left side. He scores. He's got 10 points in the ball game. 32-29. Hastings down by 3 points. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan back with the ball. Prairie Wolves have it. Barnsley has got it now. Barnsley now to Schweitzer to the far sideline to Bradley. Jonah Bradley pass inside to Jackson. He loses control of the ball, but it's knocked out of his hands. Wesleyan's coaching staff was pleading for a foul there. They didn't get it. So the Prairie Wolves will fire things in just in front of the student body section here for Hastings College. Schweitzer has got the ball inside the free throw circle. They can move it down in the corner now. That's going to be Bradley with the ball. They work it back around to the left corner. That's Jackson. Inside down to Johnson. He's going to be fouled in the play. Wells all over. Trevor Johnson inside. Brent Wells picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one on the Broncos here in the second half of play. Non-shooting situation. Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in. Barnsley with the ball. They get it to the free throw line down the lane. There's a shot up there by Jackson. No good. The ball tipped down. It's picked up by Lohman. Brady Lohman has got the ball for Hastings. Feeds it to the far side to Wells. He mishandles the ball. Goes out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. Last touchdown there by Nebraska Wesleyan. Getting his hands on there for the Prairie Wolves was Jackson. Eric Jackson denying the ball there. Now Hastings will play things in. Carson Bloom will trigger things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. They get it to Lohman on the baseline. He's double-teamed. He drives the baseline. His shot is up there and in. Brady Lohman scores on a reverse layup. Lohman now with 12 points in the ballgame, 32-31. Hastings now down by a single point here. 2 minutes into the second half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Jonah Bradley with the ball. Jonah Bradley moves it down in the corner to Jackson. Jackson gives it away. Jonah Bradley with it now. Bounce pass down to Johnson. Spins in the lane. The ball is knocked loose. Right into the hands of Eric Jackson for three. Shot good. The ball was jarred loose. Jackson picks it up right at the top of the key and sends it right down through the hole. That's his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points. 35-31. Hastings down by four. Broncos down the ball. Hamburger's got it. Now to Wells. Back out to Hamburger. Here's Lohman. His shot from the elbow is up there. No good. Rebound Johnson. Trevor Johnson has got it now for Nebraska Wesleyan. 17.5 minutes to play. Prairie Wolves 35 and the Broncos 31. Here's Trey Barnsley with the ball. He finds a seam, drives it to the basket. His shot is no good, but he's fouling the play. And Trey Barnsley, let's see, is going to be on the way in or on the shot. The officials are conferring here. Personal foul is going to be called on Carson Bloom. That's going to be his first. We're going to have Nebraska Wesleyan playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 17-17 remaining. Barnsley has got it out here in three-point territory. Moves to his left from the dribble. Pulls inside the ring. Picked up by Lohman. Now to Schweitzer. Bounce pass inside to Johnson. Johnson kicks it back out to Schweitzer. To the far sideline. Bradley is shot for three. No good. Rebound comes down here to Zach Lina of Hastings. Lina gets away to Carson Bloom. Now to Hamburger. Comes back the other way with Brady Lohman out here 25 feet away from the basket. The Hamburger dribbling on the ball to the right sideline. Hamburger gets it to Zach Lina. Lina out between the circles now. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Woolman continues to work down the right side of the lane to the goal. He goes. The shot's going to be blocked down, and the ball's brought out of there by Jackson. Eric Jackson with the ball to Barnsley down the right sideline. Now to Jonah Bradley. He drives it. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound Schweitzer. Foul is called. First foul will go on Zach Lina. That's going to be his fourth. So Zach Lina has got four personal fouls with 16 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in the basketball game. Tim Schweitzer will go to the free throw line here for Nebraska Wesleyan. He's got 2 points on a field goal. His shot is up there. It's good. Schweitzer, a 48% foul shooter in the season. And now Brent Wells will have to go majority of the ball game as Zach Lina is now on the bench with four personal fouls with 16:36 remaining in the contest. 36-31. Nebraska Wesleyan has got a 5-point lead over Hastings. Next shot is up there. It's good. 37-31. So the biggest lead of the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. It occurs here in the second half. Hamburger has got the ball. Now to Lohman. Lohman gives it away to Brent Wells. Now to Akeem Morissette. Here's Hamburger with the ball. Entry pass. Get it inside to Wells. His shot is up there and in. Nice pass. Hamburger gets the pass inside. And a field goal there. Three. Nebraska Wesleyan with a 4-point lead. Here's Eric Jackson. Drives the ball to the hole. Nice move to the bucket. And he scores. Eric Jackson now with 8 points in the ballgame, 39-33. Nebraska Wesleyan with a 6-point lead here in the second half. Lohman with the ball on the wing. Gets it now to Brent Wells. Hops in the lane. Wells runs into traffic. Contact made. Foul called. Foul is going to go in Trevor Johnson of Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be his first. We're going to have a shooting situation here as Wells will go to the stripe. Brent Wells has got 4 points in the ballgame. He's 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. Now the officials say no. It was before the shots, and now they're going to inbound baseline right side. Hamburger will come out of the ball game. Here comes Alex Thayer into the contest for the first time tonight. Thayer, the product out of Superior, Nebraska. Hastings will play it in from underneath their own goal at the right side. Akeem Morissette will play things in. Now we got a foul called here. That's going to go on Nebraska Wesleyan, a holding foul on Eric Jackson. That's going to be his first. Team down number two on the Prairie Wolves. So now it's going to be Lohman inbounding the ball. This is the right of the goal down here in the baseline. They get it to Wells. Wells out here in three-point territory. Now to Lohman, top of the key. Lohman penetrates inside, stops and pops from 12. His shot good. Brady Lohman, he's now got 14 in the ball game. He's got 14 of the 35 points the Broncos have put up there so far in this contest. 39-35, 15 and a half to play here in the ball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball. Bounce pass to the near side, intercepted. Intercepted here by Alex Thayer. He takes off. He drives it toward the goal and now holds up here. He didn't have the right angle for the basket. Alex Thayer does a smart thing. Here's Abu Fall. His size up there and in. They get the ball back outside and then Abu Fall back down on the low block and he scores 39-37. Hastings now trailing by 2 points in the ball game. Here's Barnsley with the ball. Barnsley works against Lohman. Barnsley comes out to the top of the key. That's going to be Bradley, and he's called for the steps. Jonah Bradley got the happy feet. Seven turnovers on Nebraska Wesleyan in the ball game. In the ball game now for Hastings will be John DeWard. Coming out is going to be Abu Fall. We're 5 minutes into the second half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Nebraska Wesleyan led by five at halftime, 30-25. The Broncos are back to within two. They can pull ahead here with a 3-point field goal. Alex Thayer with the ball, now to Brent Wells, to Brady Woolman, top of the key. Brady Woolman thought about the three, passed it up, could not pull the trigger to Akeem Morissette, now to Wells. Brent Wells to Akeem out here in the wing, back out to Brady in 3 points in its way. 15 seconds on the shot clock, his three-pointer put up there, no good. Rebound comes down here to Barnsley. Ray Barnsley with the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan, hustles back the other way. Minus has got the ball, free throw line extended right side. Minus gets it to a Scheidel, who's back in the ball game now. Trent Scheidel. Here's Jackson for three. Shot good. Eric Jackson, he has had some big, big games against Hastings. 20 points and 11 points in the two ball games. He's got 11 already in this ball game, and Bill Gavers wants to call a timeout. 14 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Nebraska Wesleyan 42, Hastings 37.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 42-37, Nebraska Wesleyan with the lead here. Here's Lohman for three. Shannon's up there. He's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound loose. The far sideline is picked up here by Seidel. Brent Seidel has got it now to Barnsley. Broncos are down by 5 points here. There's a long pass inside to Johnson. He works down on the baseline against John DeWard, and the foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here offensively. It's going to go on Nebraska Wesleyan's Trevor Johnson. Johnson picks up his second personal foul. This is going to be team foul number three on Nebraska Wesleyan. So an elbowing push-off foul there as Trevor Johnson tried to bring the ball to the rack for the Prairie Wolves. 42-37, Nebraska Wesleyan trailing in the ball game. They have never won a GPAC conference tournament game. Alex there with the ball out here in three-point territory over to Akeem Morissot. Down to Brent Wells. Here's Lohman out here beyond the three-point circle. He drives the ball into the paint. Being hounded there. Now throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Tip trying no good. Rebound comes down to Nebraska Wesleyan. Trent Shido with the ball down to Barnsley. Right-handed dribble brings it back into the offensive zone down the far sideline. Barnsley gets into the hands over there of Andrew Midas, who's back into the ball game. Down to Schweitzer, shot from the baseline, good. Tim Schweitzer scores on the right baseline, a little 10-footer. He's got 6 points in the ball game. 44-37, Hastings down by 7 points here in the ball game. Here's Lohman with the ball to the free throw line, down the lane. He goes, forces away to the basket, his shot good, and he's fouled. Brady Lohman is just unbelievable. Lohman takes it right to the hole and scores. He is fouled in the play. He's now got 16 points in the ball game. For the Broncos, he had 30 the other day against Northwestern. Abu Fall comes back into the ballgame. John DeWard will come to the bench. 13:04 to play in the game. Nebraska Wesleyan 44, Hastings 39. Woman to the stripe here. Schweitzer is going to come out for a quick breather here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Woman to the line. He's the third best free throw shooter in the conference, knocking down 88% of his shots. His free throw is up there and in. That's his first one tonight. The Broncos are back to within four. 44-40 now. 13 minutes to play in the basketball game from the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings trying to keep their season alive here tonight. Eric Jackson works the ball inside to Trevor Johnson. The ball knocked loose. Picked up by Johnson. Goes to Midas. Back down on the right baseline. There's Seidel. Now to Johnson. Driving down the lane against the Boo. And a foul is going to be called. Trevor Johnson attacking the basket there. The personal foul is going to be whistled on a Boo. That's going to be the second foul and fall. Zach Lynn is already on the bench for Hastings. He's got four personal fouls. Down shooting situation. Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in. Underneath their own basket. They come way outside down to Seidel. Seidel gets into the hands now of Eric Jackson. Jackson to the far sideline to Midas. Brings it to the top of the key. Moves it down on the right baseline. His shot is up there. No good by Seidel. Offensive rebound by Johnson. Back out on top. Jackson for three. Shot no good. Rebound loose in the lane. Again, it's picked up here by Carson Bloom. He saves it from going out of bounds. Bloom gets it in the hands of Lohman. 44-40. Nice save there by Carson Bloom. Brady Lohman with the ball. Boosted to the left side. Entry pass to get inside to Wells. Kicks it back out to Alex Thayer, who's back into the ball game. Thayer now to Wells across the top. Brent Wells dribbling with the ball into the wing. Ball high above his head. Comes out to Carson Bloom. Out of Brady Lohman. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Brady Lohman behind the screen from Wells inside the free throw circle. Shot is up there. It's off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Trevor Johnson. 44-40. The Broncos down by 4 points. Here's Eric Jackson with the ball for Wesleyan. Comes out to Barnsley. Now to Trevor Johnson. Trevor Johnson dribbles into the lane. Contact made. Foul called. Brent Wells. Wells picks up his third personal foul. This can be team foul number 5 in the Broncos. Here comes Jake Hamburger in the ball game now for Hastings. Alex Thayer will come to the bench. Down to the scorer's table, checking in is going to be Zach Lena, He will play with four personal fouls here with 11 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the ball game, and Hastings trailing 44-40. They come out to Barnsley out here in three-point territory. Lohman tips the ball away. Abu picks it up. A turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan. Good job defensively there by Brady Lohman, poking the ball away from Barnsley, who was driving down in the lane. Hastings back in their offensive end, trailing by four. Here's Hamburger at the free throw line. Back out to Lohman, now to Jake. Bounce pass inside to Abu. Fall with his back to the basket. Abu puts it up there left-handed. A foul is called. The shot would not go, but a foul is going to be called here inside on Trevor Johnson. That's going to be his third personal foul. That's team foul number five on the Prairie Wolves. 11 minutes and 29 seconds to play in the game. Hastings trailing Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 44-40. Abu fall to the free throw line. Abu's shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. He's now one out of three from the line tonight. Abu is a 64% foul shooter. We'll have another shot here trying to pull the Broncos within 2 points. Abu fall, puts it up there. The shot is good. Forty-four, 42. 11 and a half to play. Now we get a timeout in Nebraska Wesleyan. Prairie Wolves call a timeout. We'll take a break. 11:25 to play in the ball game. It's now Nebraska Wesleyan 44, Hastings College 42.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Again, the other scores from the conference that we have in so far, one upset on the men's side. Dakota Wesleyan, the number 6 seed, beats the number 3 seed Midland, 83-80. On the women's side, everything so far that's in is pretty much according to form. Number 1 Northwestern wins 70-58. Number 3 seed Morningside wins over Dakota Wesleyan 90-54. Number 2 seed Hastings over Doan 72-55. Hastings women will play Morningside on Saturday, probably Saturday afternoon here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings College men, they're looking to keep their season alive, although the Broncos are trailing by two right now, 44-42. The winner of this ball game will play the winner of the game going on tonight in Sioux Center between Dort and the Northwestern Red Raiders. 44-42, Hastings down by 2 points. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball. Andrew Minus has got it. Trevor Johnson now inside the free throw circle, picked up by Abu. Trevor Johnson comes from the near side to Barnsley. Barnsley picked up by Lohman. Lobs it left side of the lane to Scheidel. Scheidel picked up by Zach Leiner. Now to Trevor Johnson at the free throw line to the far sideline. Eric Jackson back inside. There's a shot by Johnson. Good. Tough shot by Trevor Johnson, and he scores. 15 points in the ball game for Trevor Johnson. Nebraska Wesleyan with a lead over Hastings, 46-42. 10:50 to play in the ball game. Here's Zach Leiner with the ball. Zach Leiner comes out between the circles now. Carson Bloom. Bloom goes to Hamburger, to Bloom, bounce pass inside to Abu. He is double-teamed, kicks it back out here to Carson, to Jake for three. Hamburger puts it up there and scores. Hamburger has got 6 points in the ballgame. Hastings within one. 46-45 now with 10.5 minutes to play in the basketball game. There's Midas with the ball again. Midas on the far side goes to Trevor Johnson. 200 pass goes down to the left corner. That's going to be Jackson with the ball. Eric Jackson cuts it down the lane. The ball's going to be knocked loose. It's picked up here by Lohman. Turnover number 9 on Nebraska Wesleyan. Lohman spins in the lane. Runs into Johnson. Traveling violation. Ready. Lohman got the ball. Runs right into a Prairie Wolf and gets hit with a traveling violation. Nebraska Wesleyan has won the last four straight games played here in Hastings. All four games have been decided by 5 points or less. The Prairie Wolves have not lost at Hastings since January 20th of 2010. And the Prairie Wolves have a one-point lead over Hastings here in the first round of the conference tournament here in the 2013-2014 season. 46-45, there's Minus in the lane. It's not good. Andrew Minus, he's now got 6 points in the ballgame and three field goals. 48-45, Prairie Wolves have the lead. Hastings can tie here with a three-point field goal. Hamburger comes across the top. That's going to be Carson Bloom with the ball now. Nebraska Wesleyan is in the man-to-man defense. Zach Lina has got it. Lina now with Carson Bloom. Here's a woman just inside the three-point ring on the right side of the lane. Backs it back up. Bounce pass goes to Abu. Down low on the right side. Abu works against the Schweitzer. Now a double team. Abu comes back out here in the three-point territory. 9 seconds to play. Here's Woolman with the ball. Brady Woolman here on the near sideline. Puts a man in the air. Throws up a three and hits it. Brady Woolman hits another one. 20 points in the ball game for Brady Woolman. And we're tied up at 48 points apiece. Tied up at 48 with 9 minutes and 11 seconds to play. Here's Barnsley for three. Back the other way. His shot over Woolman is good. Barnsley hits a three-pointer over Brady Woolman to give Nebraska Wesleyan the lead. Barnsley gives Woolman a little tap in the fanny there as he glides away from the three-point arc. 51-48. That'll make Woolman mad. Here's a Boo fall back with the ball on the wing. Comes out to Brady in three-point territory. Picked up by Minus. Woolman takes it to the elbow. Here's a pass intercepted. Intercepted by Barnsley. The seventh turnover on Hastings. Barnsley comes back, throws up a three at the other end. His shot's going to be up there no good. A quick shot taken there by Nebraska Wesleyan. And now Hastings wants to call a timeout as they come back the other way. Hastings will call a timeout with 8 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the game. We'll take a break with a score. Nebraska Wesleyan 51, Hastings 48.
Is your once upon a time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. 51-48. Dort has beaten Northwestern tonight 105-100 in overtime. So the top-seeded Dort defenders, they survived tonight in overtime over Northwestern 105-100. So the winner of this ball game will go up to Sioux Center, Iowa on Saturday to play the Dort defenders. So Dort, the sixth-ranked team in the nation, had to go overtime tonight. Those two schools, they don't like each other anyway. They're located about 8-9 miles apart from each other up there in Orange City in the Sioux Center, Iowa. And I'm sure it was a crazy place tonight. But Dort knocks off Northwestern tonight in overtime, 105-100. So the winner of this ball game will play on the road on the Saturday in the semifinals at Dort, a place that the defenders do not lose very often. Hastings is trailing here 51-48. Here's Woolman again, a 15-footer, shot is up and in. Brady Woolman now with 22 in the ball game. It's 51-50. Hastings is down by 1 point, 8 minutes and 11 seconds to play. Barnsley comes back the other direction now where Nebraska Wesleyan gets away, drives it to the lane. Here's a pass that can be intercepted. Intercepted by Woolman. 10 turnovers in the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings can pull ahead here with the field goal. Here's Carson Bloom on the wing on the left side. Carson behind the screen from Zach Lena to Jake Hamburger. Top of the key. Loman on the baseline. Shot is up there. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Schweitzer. Schweitzer gets it away. Here come the Prairie Wolves. 51-50 is the score. 7 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the basketball game tonight here from the Osborne Sports Complex. Barnsley works against Lohman. Out to Schweitzer, top of the key. Bounce pass inside. Mishandled by Johnson. 2-3 players at the deck. Jump ball is called. Arrow pointing in favor of Wesleyan. So the Prairie Wolves will play things in. Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Into the first ball game, the Hastings College women beat Doan by a score of 72-55. The Bronco women will play Morningside in the semifinals on Saturday afternoon right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. 51-50. Hastings trailing by a single point. Barnsley with the ball. Now to Jackson down the lane. Is running one-hander. Is up there no good, and he's fouled in the play. Jackson will go to the free throw line. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Hamburger. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Hastings. To the free throw line will be Eric Jackson. Jackson's got 11 points in the basketball game now. For Nebraska Wesleyan, his shot is up there. It's good. Eric Jackson will have one more. So Jackson has had games against Hastings this year of 20, 11, and now 12 points. 52-50. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the lead. Eric Jackson back there for his second shot. It's good. So he gains a couple of free throws. Eric Jackson knocks him down there. A 6'2" and senior out of Lincoln. Against the Prairie Wolves, a 3-point lead, 53-50 with 7.5 minutes to play in the basketball game tonight here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Akeem Morissette with the ball. Picked up out here by Brian Thompson, who's back in the ball game. The Woolman now to Abu Fall. Double team on the baseline. Kicks it back out. The Woolman sends it over to Akeem. Dribbles to the free throw line. Down to Woolman down in the corner. Ready to Woolman trying to shake loose from Jackson. Bounce pass goes inside to Abu. Spins toward the baseline. Puts it up there and scores. Abu Fall scores for Hastings. He's got 10 points in the ball game. 53-52. Hastings with a 1-point deficit here. 6:50 to play in the basketball game. Here's Brian Thompson with the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan. The Jonah Bradley now to Schweitzer inside the free throw circle. Schweitzer moves to his left, fires the ball inside to Seidel. Moves it down in the corner to Brian Thompson. Moves it up high on the block. Down on the baseline again to Seidel. Seidel working against the boot. The ball's going to be stripped away. Stripped away by Hamburger. Gets the ball to Brady Woolman. He drives. Woolman takes it to the hole. His shot good and he's fouled. Hastings forces a turnover. They get the ball into the hands of Brady Woolman. He is money in the bank. Brady Woolman takes it right to the hole and scores. That gives Hastings the lead. 54-53. 6 minutes and 29 seconds to play here in the basketball game. And now Brady Woolman will go to the free throw line. Woolman with 24 points in the ball game now. For Hastings College, he'll try to tack on one more here from the free throw line. Woolman's shot is up there and the shot good. He had 30 on Saturday. He's got 25 here in this ball game. Hastings now leading by a score of 55-53. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan back with the ball. Barnsley has got it in the wing, picked up by Woolman. Barnsley moves it to Jackson. Eric Jackson backs it on out. Bounces it back inside to Trevor Johnson. Bounces off of a boo and his shot is up and in. Trevor Johnson scores there. He's got 17 points in the ball game. We're tied up at 55 points apiece now here in this basketball game. Here's a Brent Wells with the ball to Akeem Morissette on the wing. Out to a Jake Hamburger. Hamburger looks, goes over to Wells on the wing on the left side. Nebraska Wesleyan still in the man-to-man. Abu Fall out of Brady Woolman. Dribbles to the free throw line. Dumps it down low to Abu. His shot is up there. No good, but he's fouled in the play. Schweitzer is the guilty party here. So Tim Schweitzer picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. And that's going to send Abu Fall to the free throw line. We are tied up at 55 points apiece. Hastings looking to keep their season alive here. 5 minutes and 49 seconds to play here in this one. Here's Abu Fall at the free throw line. Abu sends it up there. The shot, no good. He's now 2 out of 5 from the free throw line. He'll have one more shot. Schweitzer checks out. Here comes Trent Seidel into the ballgame now for the Prairie Wolves. The Nebraska Wesleyan seniors have never lost here in Hastings in men's basketball. They're 4-0 against the Broncos. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It is good by Abu. 11 points now for Abu Fall. Hastings College has a 1-point lead, 56-55 with 5:45 to play. Trey Barnsley with the ball. Barnsley on the high post. They get it to Trevor Johnson. Johnson squares around, works Abu Fall in the eye. Here's a pass going to be intercepted by Akeem. He goes back the other way, and the ball is going to be lost out of bounds. Akeem goes up for the shot. It was kind of deflected away from him by Jonah Bradley as Wesleyan commits the turnover. Back at the other end, it's going to be Hastings College inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath thrown basket with a 1-point lead. Akeem Morissette looking to trigger things in. And we got a timeout called here from Bill Gavers as the count got up to 4. Wants to save the possession, and they call the timeout to talk things over. 5 minutes and 32 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 56, Nebraska Wesleyan 55.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 56-55, our score. Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Winner of this ball game will move on to Sioux Center for a ball game against Dort on Saturday. There's the inbounds pass to Brady Woolman. His shot's no good, but Wesleyan loses the ball out of bounds. Woolman misses on a little 10-foot J off of the right baseline. Then Nebraska Wesleyan loses the ball out of bounds on the rebound. So Hastings College will get a second chance here. The increase their lead is 56-55. Broncos have a 1-point advantage. Akeem Morissette comes into the backcourt. Woolman grabs the ball. Comes back into the offensive zone with a pass to Akeem. out between the circles. That's Brent Wells with the ball. Brent Wells dribbling, goes over to Jake Hamburger. Hamburger now to Brady inside the free throw circle, picked up by Barnsley. Bounce pass right side of the lane. That's Boo Fall with the ball. Boo right to the free throw line. Down to Wells. His shot is up there and in. Brent Wells hands a free throw line jumper. He's got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings now leading 58-55. 5 minutes to play in the basketball game here tonight for the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball. Eric Jackson. Jackson comes out to Barnsley around the screen. Barnsley down the right side of the lane. His scoop shot good. Barnsley takes the ball right to the hole and scores. He's got 12 points in the ball game. 58-57. Hastings now with a one-point lead. They'll play with a lead now down the stretch. There's going to be Jake Hamburger with the ball. Out of Brady Woolman. Free throw line extended right side. Out to Jake. Down to Akeem Morissot. Playing catch out here in 3 point territory. Wells moves it over to Hamburger. Wesleyan in the man-to-man defense. Wells over to Morissot. Down to Hamburger. To Brady Woolman. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Brady Woolman around the screen. Moves it down the lane to the goal. He goes. The shot is up there and in. Woolman scores again. 27 points in the ball game for Brady Woolman. It's 60-57. Hastings now with a 3 point lead. Here's a long-range jumper by Barnsley. It's going to be up there. No good. Tip try, no good. Johnson has the rebound. He's got the ball stripped away and is picked up by Morrison. Akeem has got it. Hastings has the lead. 60-57 now with 4 minutes to play in the ball game. Here's Jake Hamburger with the ball. Hamburger out here in three-point territory. Reverses it and comes over here to the near side. That's going to be Akeem Morrison. He puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Gives it away to Jake Hamburger. 3:45 left. Hastings with a three-point lead. 60-57 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Woolman again gets away from the elbow. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good, and the foul's going to be called on the rebound. A foul will go on the rebound. Hastings will have some free throws here. That's going to be the eighth team foul called on Nebraska Wesleyan. Woolman will go to the stripe here for Hastings. Brady Woolman with 27 in the ball game for the Broncos. He had 30 again on Saturday. Woolman's free throw is up there and in. End of the ball game now is going to be Tim Schweitzer. Schweitzer comes back in from Nebraska Wesleyan. Woolman with 28. Hastings now with a 4 point lead, 60-57. Next shot by Woolman is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Wesleyan. So Hastings leading by a score of 61-57 with 3.5 minutes to play. And now we got a timeout from Nebraska Wesleyan. It's a 4 point lead for the Broncos. 3:31 to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 61, Nebraska Wesleyan 57.
Five Plains Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Been a dandy so far. Nebraska Wesleyan had the lead at halftime by a score of 30-25, although Hastings had a 9 point lead there in the first half of play. The Broncos battled back here in the second half, eventually tied the score at 48 points apiece before going ahead. It's been a seesaw battle, and the Broncos now have a 4 point advantage here at 61-57 with 3 minutes and 31 seconds to play in regulation here. The winner moves on to play Dort on Saturday afternoon. In all likelihood, the loser is finished for the season. Hastings with a 20 win season right now. They're sitting at 20-9. And ranked among the teams receiving votes in the latest NAIA Division II men's college basketball poll. After being ranked most of the season, Hastings down to their final 3.5 minutes here with a 4 point lead. Here's Jonah Bradley with the ball, runs it in some traffic out here, and the foul is going to be called on Bloom. Austin Bloom picks up his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 6, team foul number 7 of the Broncos. This will be a 1-1 situation now for Nebraska Wesleyan. It's going to be Jonah Bradley going to the free throw line. Bradley is a 73% foul shooter on the season. Bradley got a bloody nose there. Comes over and gets a towel and cleans out all up. Jonah Bradley to the free throw line. He has not scored so far tonight, averaging 9.6 points per ball game. 1-1. Shot is up there. The shot around the rim and down. He'll get one more. Now we got a 3-point ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan trailing Hastings 61-58. Men's college basketball action here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. Jonah Bradley. Next free throw is up there. It's good. 61-59. Bradley, a former high school teammate of Brady Woolman. They played on the runner-up team at Norfolk High School in Class A as teammates. Here's Jake Hamburg with the ball now for Hastings College. Hamburg to Woolman. Now to Wells on the wing on the left side. Dribbles out here between the circles. Nebraska Wesleyan saves with a man-to-man defense. Keep the ball in the hands of Brady Woolman. He's on fire here. 28 points. Woolman has got the ball looking to penetrate. There's a pass going to be deflected away. It's loose, and Carson Bloom comes down with it. Carson Bloom for Hastings. Down to Hamburger for three. Shot is up there. It is off the mark. No good. Battle for the rebound. Bloom grabs it, and he fouled in the play. Three opportunities there as Hastings comes up with three big offensive boards. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here in Nebraska Wesleyan. Going to be on Barnsley. That's going to be his third. That's going to send Carson Bloom to the free throw line. Bloom is not just a field goal tonight, 2 points, but he's an 80% foul shooter in the season. 37 out of 46. His shot is up there and in. 62-59. Hastings with a three-point lead. Carson Bloom will have one more shot here. Bloom toes the mark for Hastings. Looks at the basket. His shot is up there. It's good. Cool as a cucumber as he goes to the free throw line to sink a couple of free throws. 63-59 now. Hastings up on Nebraska Wesleyan by 4 points here. 2.5 to play. There's a shot from Jackson. It's going to be blocked. The ball's going to be picked up here by Zach Lena. Jake Hamburger with a block. Lena gets the ball. Carson Bloom has it now. Hastings with a 4-point lead, 63-59. Broncos have the ball back to their offensive zone. Here's Hamburger. Hamburger goes over to Carson Bloom on the far side. Carson now to Woolman, drives the baseline underneath the hole. Dishes off to Lena. We got a traveling violation. Traveling violation is called down there and on Woolman. That's going to be 8 turnovers on Hastings. Nebraska Wesleyan with 12. 63-59. Hastings with a lead. Here's Trey Barnsley with the ball for Nebraska Wesleyan. Over to Bradley. Now to Schweitzer. Schweitzer is picked up there by Wells. Here's a bounce pass intercepted by Wells, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here. Or is it? It's going to be a kicking violation on Wells. All right. So no foul. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket with 2:04 to play. Bradley will play things in to Schweitzer out here in 3-point territory. Gives it to Johnson. He drives it for the hole. His shot good, and he's fouling the play. Zach Lena, and that's going to be all she wrote for Zach Lena. So that's going to be 5 personal fouls on Zach Lena. And now one of the best rebounders in the conference, Zach Lena, is going to be on the bench with 1:59 to play. Lena fouls out of the basketball game. Wesleyan is going to have some free throws in a 63-61 ball game. And now Bill Gavers is going to take all the allotted time here. He's going to send a boo fall into the ball game, but he's huddling with his troops here on the near side, taking the entire 60 seconds that you're allotted after a person fouled out of the ball game. He's going to talk to his troops over here on the near side. Here comes a boo into the ball game now. 63-61 is the score. Hastings College has got a 2-point lead, but going to the free throw line is going to be Trevor Johnson. Johnson has got 19 points in the ball game now for Nebraska Wesleyan. He is 5 out of 5 from the free throw line, trying to complete a 3-point play. So Lena is on the bench now for the Broncos. He is fouled out of the ball game. Here's Johnson at the line. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Wells. So it's a 2-point ball game, 63-61. Here comes Carson Bloom back with the ball. Here's a Hamburger. Hamburger now to Woolman, still out here in 3-point territory. To Brent Wells. Wells holds it out here. Brent Wells goes over to Carson Bloom. Bloom still beyond the 3-point circle. Now to Woolman. Still with 15 seconds left in the shot clock. 1:40 left in the ball game. 63-61. Woolman inside the free throw circle. Woolman backs her back out here on the right side. Woolman still dribbling on the ball. Left side launches up a shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose. Carson Bloom comes out with another offensive board. Hastings has the ball with 1:20 to play. They've got a 2-point lead, 63-61. Broncos offensively on the boards here in the past couple of minutes have been unbelievable. Brady Woolman just standing with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Comes over to Carson Bloom. We're down to 18 seconds in the shot clock. 1:05 left in the basketball game. Hastings 63, Nebraska Wesleyan 61. Woolman again with the ball. Brady drives into the lane. Bounce pass down to Abu. A shot no good. He's fouled in the play. Roman with some dribble penetration down the lane as he split a couple of defenders. Roman at the last second dishes off to Abu. Fall. Abu tries to go for the shot. Hits the underside of the glass. It would not go, and he is fouled in the play. So now Abu is going to go to the free throw line. Abu has got 11 points in the ball game. That's the 10th team foul on Nebraska Wesleyan, so this will be a two-shot opportunity. Bill Gavers again talking with his troops here on the near sideline. Now Nebraska Wesleyan, I think, wants to call a timeout. Yeah, Wesleyan wants to call a timeout here. Or do they? Each team is huddling here. Nobody's really called a timeout. Now Wesleyan. Wesleyan's talking with their players. Neither team called a timeout there, I don't think. It was just taking some time. The officials finally breaking things up here. Abu Falls going to get to the free throw line with 53.9 seconds to play. 63-61. Abu to the line. 3 out of 8 so far for Abu. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He'll have 2 shots. Nebraska Wesleyan is over the 10-foul limit. 53.9 seconds to play. Hastings 63, Nebraska Wesleyan 61. Next shot by Abu is up there. That's going to be short, no good. Rebound Wesleyan. Trevor Johnson has got the ball. Under a minute to go. Trevor Johnson gets it away to Barnsley. Wesleyan is down by 2 points here. Barnsley with the ball on the high post. They get it there to a Jackson. Jackson picked up by Hamburger. Over on the right side with the ball, there's Jonah Bradley. 37 seconds to play in the game. 18 on the shot clock. Wesleyan down by 2. Wesleyan has got the ball in their offensive zone. Here's Johnson driving the ball, spinning in the lane. Puts up a shot, no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound, Hastings. Wells has got the ball. Wells gets it away. Now to Roman, and he's fouled in the play. 24.6 seconds to play in the ball game. Trevor Johnson took the ball in the hole there. He could not convert. Roman is fouled in the play. Hastings with a 2-point lead, 63-61. And one of the better free throw shooters in the conference, Brady Lohman, will go to the charity stripe here for the Broncos. 28 points in the ball game for Brady Lohman. He'll have 2 shots here. Nebraska Wesleyan is over the 10-foul limit here in the second half of play. 63-61. Lohman's free throw is up there. Good. Nothing but twine for Brady Lohman. Now he sings with a one-possession lead at 64-61. We got a timeout, Wesleyan. Nebraska Wesleyan calls a timeout, 24.6 seconds to play. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 64, Nebraska Wesleyan 61.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Women's college basketball tonight. Midland has upset Concordia. 91. Or check that. It was Concordia winning 93-91 in overtime over Midland in women's college basketball. So all the top seeds came out winners tonight on the women's side of things. Number 1 ranked Northwestern, number 4 Concordia, number 3 Morningside, number 2 Hastings. The two men's scores that we have in so far, Dort beating Northwestern 105-100 in overtime. It was Dakota Wesleyan upsetting Midland 83-80. Hastings College with a lead here in men's college basketball. It's now 64-61. Brady Lohman will go to the free throw line. Trying to give his team a two-possession lead. His son is up there. It's good. Brady Lohman hits another one. Lohman now with 30 in the basketball game here. And we've got a timeout from Hastings. Timeout Broncos. 24.6 seconds to play. We'll take a quick break with the score. Hastings 65, Nebraska Wesleyan 61.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers.
Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. 24.6 seconds to play. We're in the second half. Hastings is out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan in a typical Nebraska Wesleyan Hastings ball game here. 65-61. Broncos have a 4-point lead. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings in the event of a jump ball down the stretch. So it's a two-possession lead. Hastings still with one timeout left. A 4-point lead. Brady Woolman has knocked down a couple of free throws here in the final couple of seconds to give Hastings this two-possession lead. 65-61. The winner moves on to play top-seeded Dort on Saturday afternoon in Sioux Center. Dort tonight picked up a 105-100 win over Northwestern in overtime. So Nebraska Wesleyan will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Two-possession lead for Hastings, 65-61. They played it into Barnsley. Trey Barnsley will pick things up. He'll bring things up against the Woolman. Across the 10-second line, Barnsley drives the ball to the goal. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouling a play. That's not what we needed. Trey Barnsley takes the ball right to the hole and scores. He is fouled in a play here by Andrew Pryor, who came into the ball game obviously for defensive purposes right there. Barnsley takes the ball to the hole and scores, and a possible 3-point play here as Barnsley will go to the free throw line. Coming back into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Alex Thayer. He comes in. Pryor comes to the bench. To the free throw line will be Trey Barnsley. 65-63, 19.6 seconds to play. Shot good. Wow. 65-64 with 19.6 seconds to play. They inbound the ball to Hamburger, and he's going to be fouled in the play. And Jake Hamburger will go to the free throw line now for Hastings with 18.9 seconds to play. Hamburger to the line for two shots. 65-64. Hastings now with a 1-point lead. Hamburger will go to the line. He's a 71% foul shooter in the season. He is one out of two from the free throw line. Bill Gavers again having a conversation with his team here on the near sideline. Hamburger's shot is up there. The shot is good. Hamburger nails one. That makes it 66-64 in favor of Hastings. 18.9 seconds to play. Broncos trying to hang on down the stretch here. Hamburger's next free throw is up there. The shot is going to be good. Hamburger hits two free throws. 67-64. Here comes Nebraska Wesleyan back up the floor. Barnsley is getting on it. Brings it across the 10-second line. Picks it up on the roll. Barnsley across the 10-second line. Down the lane. He goes. The shot is up there and in. Trey Barnsley takes the ball right to the hole and scores. And now it's a 67-66 ball game with 14.3 seconds to play. We've had a timeout here from Nebraska Wesleyan. That was too easy. It only took 4 seconds. Barnsley got the field goal, so we'll take a timeout. 14.3 seconds to play. Hastings College 67, Nebraska Wesleyan 66.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the season's basically come down to this. 14.3 seconds to play for Hastings. The Broncos are up by 1 point, 67-66. Broncos will have the ball. They'll be in backcourt here. They'll have to inbound the ball, come the full length of the floor. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings. Team fouls, Hastings with 9, Nebraska Wesleyan with 10. So Broncos will inbound the ball. Nebraska Wesleyan will attack all over the place, trying to force the turnover here. Carson Bloom will inbound the ball to get it into Brady Woolman, and Woolman's going to be fouled in the play. So the guy who's been the hottest the last 2 weeks will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go here on Eric Jackson. Jackson picks up the foul. Now with 12.8 seconds to play, Woolman will go to the free throw line for two free throws here. His ball club out on top by a score of 67-66. Even if he makes these two, Wesleyan would have the ball. with a chance to maybe tie it up here. Brady Woolman to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. Woolman now 6 out of 6 in the free throw line. He's got 31 in the ball game. He had 30 on Saturday against Northwestern. Brady Woolman will have one more shot here. Woolman takes a deep breath at the free throw line, puts it out there, and the shot is going to be good. He hits another one. Hastings now with a three-point lead, 69-66. Here comes Barnsley back with the ball. Barnsley picks it up here at the 10-second line. 12 seconds. Barnsley goes over on the right side. Now back to Barnsley. He's intercepted. Intercepted by Wells. Wells takes in the distance. Shoots. He's fouling the play with 5.2 seconds to play. Brent Wells intercepts a pass here for Hastings College, and he goes down the floor. He is fouled on the play. So Brent Wells, who won the ball game a couple of weeks ago, about mid-season, won the ball game against Midland. Here comes up with a big play. Wells to the free throw line. His shot is up there. Good. 5.2 seconds to play. Hastings leads 70-66. Brent Wells gets a steal, and now he gets the free throw. And now Bill Gabers calls a timeout. Timeout, Hastings, 5.2 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 70, Nebraska Wesleyan 66.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
Well, not a bigger defensive play in the world right there. Brent Wells, with 12 seconds to play, intercepts the ball for Hastings College. He runs back the other way. He was fouled in the play. Wells has already hit one free throw to make it a two-possession ball game at 70-66. Wells will have one more crack at things right here. So Brent Wells will go to the free throw line. The other four members for the Broncos will be back behind him here. Brent Wells to the free throw line for Hastings. 70-66, the Broncos have the lead. Wells' free throw is up there. It's good. Two free throws by Brent Wells, 71-66. They play the ball in. Here's Barnsley down the right sideline. Barnsley will launch up a three. His shot's going to be up there. Good. Barnsley nails a three-pointer. That's the ball game. And now we're going to see the horn sounds. Now the official comes over here. They're going to put, what, a couple of seconds back on the clock here. So Barnsley hits the three-pointer with 1.1 second to play to make it a 71-69 ball game. And now the Broncos will call a timeout here. So Barnsley comes down and hits the three-pointer to make it a 71-69 ball game. And now with 1.1 seconds to play, we've got a timeout. We'll take a quick break. Hastings 71, Nebraska Wesleyan 69.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All the Broncos have to do here is get the ball inbounded without turning it over back here in this zone. 71-69, 1.1 seconds to play. Carson Bloom moves the baseline, and immediately we're going to have a holding foul called here. A foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Nebraska Wesleyan. A personal foul will be called on Wesleyan, so we're going to have some free throws. It's going to go on Jonah Bradley. That's going to be his third. So now going to the free throw line again will be Brady Woolman for Hastings. Woolman will go to the free throw line for two free throws here with 1.1 seconds remaining. Woolman is a perfect 7 out of 7 from the free throw line. He's got 32 points in the ballgame. Woolman's free throw is up there. It's going to be good. And Woolman will go back to the line. It's a 72-69 ball game now, a three-point lead. This can pretty well ice her up right here for Hastings. Brady Lohman at the free throw line. He's the guy to be there. 33 in the ball game for Brady Lohman with 1.1 seconds to play. Shot is up there. Good. Lohman hits two free throws, 73-69. Hastings with the lead with 1.1 seconds to play. Baseball pass down the floor. It's over the head of everybody out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in back the other way. So the clock obviously did not start there. Hastings will play things in now with 1.1 seconds to play. 73-69. Hastings has got a four-point lead, and the Broncos will inbound the ball with 1.1 seconds to play. Carson Bloom underneath the basket here to Hamburger. That's the ball game. Hastings wins it. Hastings College comes back in the second half to beat Nebraska Wesleyan 73-69. So the Broncos improved to 21-9 on the season. Hastings is heading to Sioux Center, Iowa on Saturday to face the Dort Defenders. Meanwhile, Nebraska Wesleyan, they wrap up their season with a mark of 15 wins and 11 losses. Hastings wins the three games, the series this year, 2-1, with the most important one coming here in the GPAC postseason tournament. Hastings College wins it. Final score of 73-69. Back with a recap after this.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, the Hastings College men's basketball team knocks off Nebraska Wesleyan tonight 73-69. In the opening round of the GPAC postseason tournament here tonight. So Hastings College will live to see another day. The Broncos will head for Sioux Center, Iowa, coming up on Saturday afternoon to take on the Dort Defenders. They were winners tonight in overtime over Northwestern. For the Broncos, getting a key steal from Brent Wells with 5.2 seconds to play. Wells was then fouled on the play. Goes to the free throw line. He had a couple of free throws to give Hastings a 71-66 lead. Trey Barnsley came down and hit a three-pointer to make it 71-69. Brady Lohman was in foul in the play with 1.1 seconds to go. Went to the free throw line to tack on two more, 73-69. Wesleyan had one final crack at things. They threw the ball down the floor and it went out of bounds with no time expired off of the clock. And then Hastings played it in and ran out the clock as Hastings getting a couple of free throws, a big defensive play from Brent Wells. Two free throws from Brent Wells and two free throws from Grady Woolman down the stretch in the final 12 seconds of the ball game. And Hastings escapes with a win here tonight over Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 73-69. We had 11 lead changes in the ball game tonight. The score was tied eight times. Nebraska Wesleyan's biggest lead of the ball game in the second half was 4 points. Hastings led by 10 in the second half of play, and that's where we end up is Hastings wins it tonight by a score of 73-69 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Now the shooting numbers in the ball game tonight for Hastings. The Broncos hit 24 out of 49 from the field for 49%. Nebraska Wesleyan was 25 out of 48 for 52%. On three-pointers, Hastings just 4 out of 10 for 40%. Nebraska Wesleyan was 7 out of 19 for 36%. On free throws, the Broncos were 21 out of 30 tonight for 70%. Nebraska Wesleyan was 12 out of 13 for 92%. The rebounds tonight, Nebraska Wesleyan out-rebounded Hastings 29-26. The Nebraska Wesleyan men had 5 offensive rebounds. Hastings had 7. 24 on defense for the Prairie Wolves and 19 for Hastings College. Broncos had just 9 turnovers in the ballgame. 17 for Nebraska Wesleyan. The Broncos with 1 block shot and 11 steals. 2 block shots and 2 steals for Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings wins it tonight by a score of 73-69. Scoring in the ballgame, Brady Lohman leads the way for the Broncos. He had 34 points in the ballgame. He knocked down only 1 3-pointer, but he was 12 out of 24 from the field tonight. 1 out of 4 on 3-pointers. 9 out of 10 from the free throw line. Lohman with 34. Abu Fall, he had 11 points in the contest tonight. The other scores for Hastings, Akeem Morrison had 6. Jake Hamburger had 8. Carson Bloom had 4. Brent Wells had 6. Zach Lena had 2. But Brady Lohman, he follows up a 30-point performance on Saturday with 34 tonight. They'll lead Hastings College to the win here this evening over Nebraska Wesleyan. The Prairie Wolves, they were led by Trey Barsley, who scores 20 points in the ball game for Nebraska Wesleyan. Barsley knocks down 3 3-pointers in the ball game. 19 points for Trevor Johnson, 13 for Eric Jackson. The other scores for Nebraska Wesleyan, 2 for Jonah Bradley, 3 for Brian Thompson, 6 for Andrew Minus, and 6 points for Tim Schweitzer. Hastings College wins it here tonight, 73-69. Nebraska Wesleyan wraps up their season 15-11. Hastings will play in Sioux Center on Saturday afternoon against the Dort Defenders. The Broncos now 21-9 on the season. Stay tuned. We've got the player of the game coming up next, and then it's the Bronco postgame show. The coach's postgame show as Hastings College basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all.
Here
we go. Pepsi. Live for now.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online www.hastingstribune.com.
So both the Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams pick up a win here in the opening night of the GPAC postseason tournament. Hastings College women knocking out Doane in the first game, 72-55. Hastings College men outlasting Nebraska Wesleyan in the second ball game by a score of 73-69. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. For the Hastings College women, Jamie Van Kirk scored 21 points in the ball game tonight. Cammie Bruckman, she scores 20. The only two candidates for player of the game in the women's side of things, as they were the only two players in double figures tonight for Hastings College. And for the Hastings College men, we had Brady Lohman score 34 points in the ball game tonight. Abu Fall, he had 11 points and 4 rebounds. Candidates for our player of the game. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune Classified and Circulation Services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Our player of the game tonight for the Hastings College women's basketball team will be Cammie Breckman. Breckman hit 7 out of 14 shots tonight from the field, 1 out of 3 on three-pointers. She was 5 out of 5 from the free-throw line, pulls down 4 rebounds tonight, 3 on offense and 1 on defense, scores the 20 points, had 2 block shots and 1 steal as the Hastings College women's basketball team, they knock off Doan in the first ball game tonight here at the Osborne Sports Complex by a score of 72-55, and it's a no-brainer for Hastings College here tonight. Brady Lohman again paces the Broncos in scoring 34 points in the ball game. He was 12 out of 24 from the field tonight, just 1 out of 4 on three-pointers, but he was 9 out of 10 from the free-throw line, pulls down 2 rebounds, scores the 34 points, had 4 assists and 2 steals tonight. He plays 37 minutes and 22 seconds tonight for Hastings head coach Bill Gavers. And the Broncos win over Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 73-69. Brady Lohman and also Cammie Breckman are players of the game tonight for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at www.hastingstribune.com.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Our post-game coverage continues with the coach's post-game show. Now, it's back to the court with the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And we're back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as the Hastings College men's basketball team knocks off the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves in the first round of the GPAC postseason tournament. And the final score again tonight in this basketball game for Hastings was a victory here tonight as they outlast the Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 73-69. Hastings assistant coach Doug Rader is going to join us in the postgame show. And coach, wow, one of the better basketball games we've seen in a while. Where do we start? That was a heck of a win for us.
That was a good win for us. First of all, and thank the fans. Man, there's a lot of energy here tonight. Fans were really into it. Good crowd. Really gave us a lot of energy to start with. And so that really propelled us to go. That was just a grind them out game. You know, I didn't even play, and I'm tired just watching it. But our guys gave great effort. I mean, top to bottom, a lot of guys, you know, stepped on the floor and gave us good minutes tonight. You know, off the bench with Alex and Akeem, and you know, all those guys. They just, you know, when they got in there, they gave us some good minutes. And then, of course, Brady just kind of put us on his back again tonight and said, "I'm going to keep playing, and I'm going to win my last game here at home."
What's Brady say when he goes to like on timeouts and things down here on the bench when? But Coach Gavers looks at him and says, can you do this? Can you do that? Does he say, yeah, I can do that? Or what's he say in those huddles?
Brady doesn't say a lot in the huddles, actually. He kind of internalizes, and he knows he's going to go out there and he can make a play. And all the guys trust him enough that they just kind of know that, you know, he's going to make a play. And you know, we had some guys that, you know, did a great job crashing the boards. We had some huge, huge offensive rebounds. Carson went. I got a good offensive rebound with about, three left or so, and then another one late in the game that kind of kept it alive. So, yeah, Bray doesn't say a lot when he gets the huddle. He didn't say, like, give me the ball or anything like that, but everybody knows that, you know, he's going to get a touch.
Hastings Challenge, like you said, some big offensive rebounds here tonight. We actually got to out-rebounded in the ball game here tonight, 29-26. But I'll tell you what, some big offensive boards down the stretch, like you talked about. They keep possessions alive.
Yeah, I mean, they had a chance to – and we missed a shot. They had a chance to get a rebound and go down and maybe take the lead on us. And, you know, once we got that offensive rebound, you know, the crowd came alive. We got a lot of energy there. You know, just we relaxed a little bit. So we got to run another, you know, 35 seconds off the clock. And that was huge, just limiting their possessions just because they do such a good job of running their offense. they, like I said last time we were playing them, you know, they run their stuff so well, and they know that you're going to break down eventually. So every time you can limit their possessions, it's huge for us.
Down the stretch, a big defensive play by Brent Wells. He's pulled that off once before in this arena with a winning shot, and he gets a big defensive player. He gets a steal, and he was fouled down here to give Hastings the four-point lead.
Yeah, he's a smart ball player. You know, they ran kind of the same play where they threw it away and then to the right wing, and then you know, Brett was just reading it on the backside, and you know, they ran it two times before, and they scored on it. He just jumped that pass, and you know, took and got the steal. That was just a huge play. You know, just a smart, heady play that you can't really teach. You can tell them, you know, kind of what they're going to do, but you know, players just got to step up and make plays, and that's what he did.
And Wells got to steal. He went down and hit a couple of free throws to give Hastings a five-point lead at that point. So really, basically, the big play of the ball game here defensively, getting a couple of free throws at the end from Brady Woolman, and Hastings gets out of here with a 73-69 win over Nebraska Wesleyan here tonight. Like I said, this is a tough team to defend. They got so many weapons out there. You got to shut the door on all of them.
Yeah, they do. You know, with Johnson inside, he's just a tough load. I mean, you know, all week in practice, we're talking about how he likes to duck in and the things he likes to do, but you just can't.
That's all right.
That's someone congratulating us. Thank you. He just does a good job of ducking in, and we tried doubling him at times, and we threw double teams from different guys. He did a good job of going right through it. He's just so strong. And also, I mean, if you help off the shooters, he'll kick it out, and they got such good shooters. So, I mean, it's just a tough team to guard, and I thought our guys just stayed steady for 40 minutes tonight and played a really, really good game.
Barnsley comes up with 20 points in the ball game. He kind of hurts you with his outside shooting at a three late in the ball game to keep things interesting. But he's a tough guy to handle, too.
He is. He's going to be a hard guard. We have to guard him for two more years, so he's going to be tough to guard. But, yeah, he's just one he's not afraid to. He's not going to back down from the big shot. He's kind of like Brady, where he just kind of put the team on his back there for a while and just kind of went to the hole and tried to keep his team in the game. He's so quick off the dribble. You try to give him a little step, and then that's when you pull up and shoot that three. He is so quick, lightning fast, and you know, we put Brady on him tonight for the most part, just to give a little bit more length, you know, so they couldn't stop and pop that. And for the most part, did a pretty good job. And then at the end, you know, he drove it so hard, and then their bigs were kind of cross screening in there, so our bigs were so worried about the cross screen that they weren't helping out on the drive. And that's when he got those easy shots, and man, he scored in, 4 seconds there a couple different times. So it made it interesting.
Talking about the defense of Air Force tonight, this is a tough team to shut down, but defensively we played pretty good in this one tonight.
Yeah, really well. I mean, in the first half we held them to, 30 points, something like that. And, we took away a lot of their stuff. We, you know, gave some offensive rebounds, you know, and then also, you know, anytime they're running stuff, and we got caught in switches, didn't communicate, and that's when, you know, like I say, they hope you break down, and we did a couple times, and that's what allowed them to get points. But for the most part, we were pretty steady, taking away what they wanted to do, made them work for their possessions. You know, a couple times they got late in the shot clock and still made plays, but you know, we're making them work for 30 seconds, 35 seconds. So that's what we wanted to do, and try to keep them out of the paint, you know, as much as we can, and then try to be there on the catch. We wanted to really make their shooters drive it. And so because they don't like to curl it as much, so we made them drive it a little bit more. And they did get in the paint a little bit more than we'd liked, but that's kind of what we're aiming for. We told our guys to close out on the shot and make them drive it.
So now it's on to the Dort defenders on Saturday, a team that's they don't lose very often at home. They lost one time at home this year, but they have long stretches in between losses up there. What's the attitude of going up to the
place? I think we're looking forward to it just because we were so close the last 2 years winning up there, and I think these guys really want to just get a win. You know, this year has been about breaking down barriers, you know, and we beat Morningside here and then beat them again at their place, you know, got a win at Northwestern. Now I think these seniors really want to get a win at Dort. And just that's a great environment up there. I'm sure their crowd will be involved, so it'll be a fun game. I don't know if Kachi, the real good shooter, if he played tonight or not. He's been hurt, sprained his ankle a couple games ago. So I don't know if he'll be there or not. But either way, if he plays or not, it's going to be a great environment. Our guys are real excited. We don't necessarily want to travel 5 hours to go play, but we're excited to go play Dort and try to get a win up there.
What pops in your mind when you start trying to game plan against Dort? What about this team?
You just got to rebound. We did a good job here. We actually beat them on the boards, even though they beat us. But they crashed the board so hard. You just got to make sure you make hits. You got to take them off the board. you know, Lindbergh, a really good player inside. We got to make sure we got guys, you know, kind of doubling down on him because he's big enough that he can back you down and he can score. And he was a good enough player that he can like Brady, he can take his team on his back and win it down the stretch. And then, of course, you know, got Kachi if he plays. Just one of those that we got to play no help on him, and we got to make sure that he doesn't get in the flow of the game. You know, here he hit his first couple shots, and then all of a sudden the hoop got bigger, and then he couldn't miss. So we got to make sure we take away that early, make some of the other guys beat us. You know, Rendles does a great job getting in the paint. We really got to keep him out of the paint. You know, if he gets in the paint, that means our bigs have to help a little bit, and then they do some drop downs when Walter Storff or Den Herter can really get going. So keeping them out of the paint, we got to make them, you know, a couple of their guys hit outside shots and then take away, you know, Kachi from his threes. But it'll be a tough matchup. Our guys are looking forward to it.
It'll be, I'll tell you what, you win that ball game, you're in the national tournament. Man, you can punch your ticket if you win on Saturday.
I believe that. Yeah, I believe that. And these guys will be excited, and they're looking forward to doing that.
Okay, we'll see you this weekend.
All right, thank you.
Yep, that's Doug Rader, the assistant coach for Hastings College. Again, the Broncos picking up a win over Nebraska Wesleyan tonight, going to the wires. They beat their Prairie Wolves by a score of 73-69. Before we get out of here, we'll give you the update on the scoreboard here tonight in the first round of the GPAC postseason tournament for the women. Here's what we have. All the top seeds won tonight. Northwestern knocks off Briar Cliff by a score of 70-58. It was Concordia over Midland in overtime, 93-91. Morningside knocks off Dakota Wesleyan, 90-54. Hastings over Doan by a score of 72-55. So on Saturday in the semifinals, you will have Concordia playing at Northwestern, and you'll have Morningside playing at Hastings in the semifinal. On the men's side of things, it was Dort 105 and Northwestern 100 in overtime. The other score is Hastings over Nebraska Wesleyan tonight, 73-69. Dakota Wesleyan upsets Midland by a score of 83-80. And it was Morningside tonight getting by Briar Cliff by a score of 87-84. So Hastings will play at Dort on Saturday afternoon. And it will be Dakota Wesleyan going on the road playing at Morningside in the semifinals. The championship games for both the men and women will be next Tuesday, a week from Tuesday. So Hastings College still alive in both the Hastings College men's and women's basketball programs. The Hastings College women will have a home game on Saturday. The guys will go on the road on Saturday at Dort. That'll do it for us from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. My producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Postgame Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.